character and diversity of the Sacramento Valley landscape. That's Treasures of the Valley, Thursday, October 5th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at the Sacramento State Alumni Center. For more information, go to SacramentoValleyConservancy.org or call 916-731-8798.
I wanted it all. Intelligence, great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now, I have it all.
This woman is talking about her Renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Now you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 Renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Hall's Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and now in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. Smud financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th.
AM 1320 KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel. Streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News. I'm Lou Belliano. The E. coli spinach outbreak getting the undivided attention of the Food and Drug Administration and the Centers for Disease Control, where Julie Gerberding is the director.
We have to look at the soil, the way the crops are handled, the fertilizer, their proximity to cattle or deer or other animals that carry these bacteria.
21 states, one death, over 100 people affected, half of them hospitalized, and several of them suffering like this elderly woman in north central Illinois. WBBM's Steve Miller.
This first case, an elderly woman from north central Illinois. Illinois Public Health Department spokeswoman Melanie Arnold says this Illinois case is in addition to more than 100 cases around the country.
The woman became ill in late August, and she is hospitalized. She has a form of kidney failure that is associated with this E. coli.
At this point, Arnold says no word on the woman's prognosis. Health officials are still recommending that no one eat anything that has fresh spinach.
There's been months of anecdotal evidence from all across the country. Now the FBI is out with the supporting statistics. Violent crime is up over 2%. CBS News reporter Stephanie Lambidakis is at the Justice Department.
Jump in violent crime confirms what police chiefs have been battling all across the country. In fact, many of them came to Washington pleading with the Deputy Attorney General for more federal help, especially to attack gun crime. Their chief complaint is that the war on crime has been eclipsed by the war on terrorism.
Teams of California firefighters are hiking into the wilderness to fight a stubborn two-week-old wildfire by hand. The blaze has scorched more than 116 square miles of chaparral and timber along the Los Angeles-Ventura County line.
It's difficult to breathe. Gets in your eyes. It's irritating.
Counting on help from shifting winds, 55 hotshot crews are trekking into the remote forest where they will spend the night carving fire lines. Mom's not really happy with it, but police in rural Missouri say it's the best they can do. And they've distributed a sketch they say is of the heavyset white woman with black hair who slashed Stephanie Wood's neck and made off with her newborn. The now 10-day-old baby, Abigail Woods, was taken on Friday. New report is out on sleep, or better put, the lack of sleep and what it can do to you. CBS News medical reporter Dr. Sean Kniff says a good night's sleep could be a lifesaver.
A persistent lack of sleep could make you depressed. It could raise the risk of diabetes. It could make diabetes more difficult to control. It could make you overweight. And in the end, it can end up leading to heart disease and possibly death.
A final check with a remotely operated camera and laser shows the space shuttle is fine as far as NASA is concerned. That means Atlantis should be able to land in Florida on Wednesday if the weather's okay. The extra inspection was required under the safety overhaul that followed the 2003 Columbia disaster. A little change in stocks today as oil prices started climbing again. The Dow closed off nearly 6 points. This is CBS News.
You, playing Texas Hold'em with Mozart, fairies, kings, queens, albino aardvarks, karaoke singing koalas, the Sun City kickball team, wearing flippers, Sasquatch and Nessie holding hands at sunset in the Grand Canyon. Dreams, they can be strange and magical. But if you can't sleep, you can't dream. So ask your doctor about Rosarum, a sleep aid like no other. Approved for adults having trouble falling asleep. Rosarum is the first and only prescription sleep aid that in clinical studies shows no potential for abuse or dependence. So you can get to sleep and maybe your dreams will get to see you again.
Don't take Rosarum if you're taking Lubox, Fluvoxamine, or have severe liver problems. Avoid taking it with alcohol. Don't drive or operate machinery until you know how you'll react to Rosarum. Rosarum may affect certain hormones. Consult your doctor about how this may affect you, or if your insomnia doesn't improve. Take Rosarum right before bed. Side effects may include drowsiness, fatigue, and dizziness. Individual results may vary. Ask your doctor today if Rosarum is right for you. For more information, call 1-877-ROSARUM-1, CRN Prevention Magazine, or visit Rosarum.com.
Swimming babies, dancing babies, singing babies.
There are still grief counselors on the campus of Duquesne University, and police presence on and around the Pittsburgh campus is noticeable. Lisa Alexander is a reporter with KDKA and says it's like the Sunday morning gunshots are still echoing.
Students at Duquesne still trying to figure out what went wrong following the Black Student Union's College Bash 2006 early Sunday.
It was very controlled. There were police. We had security. There was no problem whatsoever at the party.
Crystal and Lewis witnessed the violence that followed.
It's just not a shooting. You know, and it's just, like, chaotic.
The five victims were walking on campus toward the dorms when they were confronted by at least one, possibly two men with guns who reportedly started an argument and then opened fire. Three players remain hospitalized, one in critical condition. The gunman's still on the loose. Lisa Alexander for CBS News, Pittsburgh.
The main couple's been arrested for allegedly abducting their pregnant 19-year-old daughter. Police say the parents were taking the teen to New York to force her to get an abortion. She escaped at a rest stop and alerted police. I'm Lou Meligano, CBS News.
The future is here.
AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel, invites you to the People Before Politics Picnic and Rally, hosted by Rob Haswell, Democratic candidate for the 4th Assembly District, on Sunday, September 24th from 1 to 6 p.m. at Camp Lotus in Coloma. Bring the family and friends to this free event, featuring live music by Mother Jones and the Jim Dyer Band. The Haswell campaign bus makes its last whistle stop of the campaign on the American River at Camp Lotus for an old-fashioned picnic with free barbecue and fresh fries. Farm foods growing in our very own Sierra foothills. And there will be games and other activities for the kids. Rob Haswell will be joined by special guests, including State Senator-to-be Daryl Steinberg and former Congressman Pete McCloskey. Don't miss an afternoon on the American River at Camp Lotus in Coloma on Sunday, September 24th from 1 to 6, and enjoy a great afternoon of politics, food, and live music. For more information, go to robhaswellforassembly.com or call 530-889-2278.
Live, local, and left, it's Enid Goldstein on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Six minutes after 3 o'clock. Welcome to the Foghorn Monday edition of Enid Live. I hope I can survive 4 hours today. We're going to, I guess, see if I can. I have a cold, but I'm glad that you're here. We have lots of news, and we have a wonderful guest scheduled in the 4 o'clock hour. So let me give you kind of a heads up as to what we can expect for today. Today, we're going to be joined by Edward P. Jones, and he is a Pulitzer Prize-winning author of the book he won a Pulitzer for was The Known World, it was shortlisted for the National Book Award. He is also a MacArthur Genius Award. He won one of the MacArthur Genius Awards. And he has a brand new book out called All Aunt Hager's Children. And it's, you know, a moving evocation of the African-American experience, the kind of thing you really don't see in fiction as much as you ought to. And so he will be joining us in the 4 o'clock hour, if I can still talk. Tomorrow, Shelley Lewis, who is a co-creator of Air America Radio and is a former TV news producer, has written a new book called Naked Republicans, a full frontal exposure of right-wing hypocrisy and greed. Biba Caggiano is going to be joining us on the 29th. Bill Durston, who is running against Dan Lundgren, he is going to be joining us in studio on Wednesday. And a great favorite of many of us, Alexander McCall Smith, who is lives in Scotland. He has written the number one ladies detective agency series. He is going to be joining us live in studio because he's going to be here to make an appearance at the Crest Theater. I think they're sold out, but it's a lecture series at the Crest. He's going to be joining us in studio on September the 26th, and he's great because in his other life, he's not only prolific and he's written all these different series, but in his other life, he is a law professor. Or was, I don't know if he's still doing it, because he's now so successful as a writer. But he's a law professor at University in Edinburgh, and I think he's specializing in medical malpractice, as I recall. So, let me give you the numbers. I'm going to need you to call, because somebody's got to talk besides me today. 349-1320, or 866-626-1320. You can email me, Enid at kctc.com. I'm going to move my lips, and if you can hear me talk, that'd be great. We stream live, 1320leftchannel.com. Well, there's big news. And big news appeared in the Sunday paper. You probably saw it, because I know you're cognizant of these things. But here it is, the Sacramento Bee endorsed Charlie Brown in the race for Congress. And Charlie Brown, of course, is challenging John Doolittle. Headline, time for Doolittle to go. Elect Charlie Brown. And the editorial goes on to say the nation's capital needs a shakeup. Congressional Republicans have been corrupted by a decade of power. They have been in charge during a war in Iraq that drags on, and a buildup of deficits and debt. Democrats have not provided an effective opposition. Congress needs fresh faces. In California's 4th Congressional District, it's time to replace 16-year arrogant incumbent, John Doolittle, and send Democrat Charlie Brown of Roseville to Congress. Doolittle is emblematic of what's wrong in Washington. All too cozy relations among lobbyists, politicians, their spouses, and staffers. And then the editorial talks about the corruption, talks about Bob Ney pleading guilty to taking gifts from lobbyist Jack Abramoff in exchange for moving legislation for Abramoff's Indian clients and helping an Abramoff client win a multi-million-dollar government contract. Doolittle and his wife are caught up in a troubling web of relationships. And then it talks about how she's getting spill-off money from Abramoff and how she gets 15%, rakes it off the top of any campaign contribution. Doolittle is open about his winning $37 million in earmarks for San Diego businessman Brent Wilkes for products not requested by the military. From 2002 to 2005, Doolittle received $118,000 in political contributions from Wilkes, his family, and partners. So the editorial goes on to say that Charlie Brown was a career Air Force pilot who served in Vietnam, winning a Distinguished Flying Cross in the first Persian Gulf War. He coordinated surveillance over Iraq during the 1990s. His son, Captain Jeff Brown, is serving his fourth rotation in Iraq. Now, Charlie is a graduate of the Air Force Academy. Charlie worked 8 years in the Roseville Police Department. He is well-placed to be part of a much-needed national discussion on alternatives to the current policy in Iraq. Charlie supports a phased drawdown of American forces, redeploying U.S. troops from inside Iraq to the periphery. While people of goodwill can disagree with this view, at least Brown is telling voters what he would do differently in Iraq. An internal Charlie Brown poll conducted by the Benenson Strategy Group shows a tight race, Doolittle 41%, Brown 39%, a statistical dead heat, district is so heavily Republican, so heavily gerrymandered Republican, that this is an amazing accomplishment on Charlie Brown's part. Doolittle is in trouble, writes the Bee, but Brown needs money to trumpet his message in this large district. Doolittle has a legacy of money and influence peddling that has left the nation with unbalanced budgets, ballooning earmarks, and a mess in Iraq. Brown has a lifelong commitment to public service. The choice is clear, writes the Sacramento Bee. Elect Charlie Brown. Wow. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. What do you think about that? And does this mean that you will now write a check, for those of you who are unconvinced, that Brown had a shot against Doolittle? are you going to now write the check? Because he could use it. We really need him to win this one. And he could use anything that you can give him, that you can help him out with. So I thought this was just big news. And something from the Brown campaign came in, and it was along the lines that that Doolittle has got the second worst voting record in Congress when it comes to veterans issues. Let me see if I've got... John Doolittle has the second worst record on veterans issues in the House during the 109th Congress, even though he votes himself a pay raise every year and sends out taxpayer-funded campaign mailers. Doolittle says it's too expensive to provide our troops with the support that they have earned and deserve. And remember now, Doolittle was a chicken hawk. John Boswell's got a Freedom of Information request in to find out about why Doolittle didn't serve and what the story is on him. And boy, I think that's so juicy. I cannot wait to see what is revealed there if we are able to get that information in time for the election. We have a couple of lines open, 349-1320. You can all help me talk today. And so we welcome your calls. Let's head over to the phones. Kevin, in SAC. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hello. Hey,
I feel like man culture with this voice, actually. Yes, Kevin, what's on your mind?
Just drink a lot of liquid.
I am.
I just have a concern and one of my gripes about the Sacramento Bee. That when you cite them as the one who endorses a Democrat, I looked back at how many Democrats they endorse to how many Republicans or other parties, and they're so obviously biased that it takes away the impact of them, their endorsement, because they pretty much just across the board endorse Democrats.
Well, I don't know that to be the case, who did they go for in the last congressional election when Doolittle was up for
not Doolittle.
Well,
yeah, just check it out. You'll be able to see.
But does that undermine the quality of the Charlie Brown candidacy?
You know, it does not. No, and you know, with
I mean, if I were to ask you, Kevin, who is the better of the two candidates? What would you answer me?
I'd have to go Charlie Brown.
Okay. Are you in the district or you're not in the district?
No, but I have friends that are.
And what are they going to do? And would they have been typical Doolittle voters or would they have been a Democratic voter?
Yeah, a few of them definitely typical Doolittle voters.
And what are they going to do in this election?
Well, you know what? They are skewing, and here's the problem, because they make the argument that Democrats are making the elections national. And nationally, they're looking at terrorists, which is the national thing, and what terrorists are like and what they do. And then they look at the Democratic Party who are saying, hey, don't torture them and give them constitutional rights. And they're looking at, and they're letting that interfere with the local issues. So on this particular local election, I think that using the national referendum is hurting Charlie.
I'm asking you, what are your friends going to do? Are they going to vote for Charlie, or are they going to vote for Doolittle because they want to keep a Republican agenda in place?
Right. I think because of, again, that national outlook of terrorists and how we need to fight them.
Terrorists? You got an administration. You got an administration that has done nothing but create more terrorists and more terrorism, and has done nothing to prevent terrorism. They have only manufactured more of it. Kevin, 349-1320. It opens up a line. Dave in Placerville. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hey, I was wondering. It came out last week where the DNC. They decided to keep their hands on their money, and they didn't fund Charlie Brown.
No. I don't think they've made a decision about it yet.
Well, that date was reported last week. They did.
No. They haven't made a decision as far as the campaign. I've talked to the campaign, and from what I hear, they haven't yet made a decision. I don't know that they've given anything yet, but I don't think that they've ruled it out. And I think now with these endorsements, it should certainly help. Tell me what your point is, Dave.
Well, the point being is it's either that they think that he's going to be able to win this thing without giving him any money, or, and they didn't fund a whole lot of other Democrats either. So they're either going to hold on to their money because they think it's a lost cause because there's 15 seats up. and they would have to win all 15 and keep the ones that they have. So I think they're holding on their money, and just like the article about Soros the other day, that's holding on to his money for other battles. So
where are you beating up your wife there? It sounds. Are you beating your wife there? It sounds pretty dramatic.
I'm just out in the logging.
Oh, okay. So logging and talking. All right. So who are you going to vote for? You're calling from Placerville.
I don't get a choice over there because I'm in a different county.
Are you not in Doolittle's County or Doolittle's district?
No.
Oh, you're not. Okay. So who? No. All right. All right. Then it's not applicable. I thank you for the call. But I think you've got to all step up to the plate, whether the Democrats are going to. And remember now, the polling puts them at a. It isn't only that Charlie's been endorsed by the B. It's that the polling puts them in a statistical dead heat, which is really remarkable. I mean, this is more than Ginger Rogers doing everything that Fred Astaire did, only backwards and in high heels. This is a heavily gerrymandered Republican district. And for Charlie to do as well as he's doing with only a fraction of Doolittle's resources, number one, he didn't have anywhere near the money that Doolittle's got. And number two, with a heavily Republican electorate constituency there, I think that is telling us something pretty important. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Patricia in Sac, hi. You're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hey, Enid. I do not live in Doolittle's district, but I did donate money to Charlie Brown.
Good.
Because as a Democrat, I think it's important we support them, even though they don't represent us directly. And the comment to the last caller, this thing he just said about because Doolittle doesn't think that, what was he saying, terrorists, you know, we give them too many rights, that's just international law. I mean, you either follow the law or you don't. So if you want a representative like Doolittle who thinks the law shouldn't exist, that you should have a president.
Doolittle,
you know,
is a fake from start to finish. He's a fake because he pretends to be strong on military issues and he was a chicken hawk. He's a fake because he says he's anti-gambling because he's a Mormon and he couldn't wait to do gambling favors for gambling Indian tribes of Jack Abramoff's and got money for it. So he's not only a fake, he's also a whore.
But you know
and so I don't know what there is in the way of a virtue. What virtue you could cite for Doolittle other than if you're a Republican, you only want Republicans in there, you want Democrats to have subpoena power. I don't know what other plus Doolittle brings to the table.
You know, if I could just add one quick thing. The thing that people need to look at this, the whole election, is that Charlie Brown served in the military. And so what we need to say is that all these people, like the congressman from Pennsylvania, John Murtha, they all served in the military. And so they are saying we shouldn't torture, we shouldn't be doing these things. So these guys know better, and John Doolittle never served. So
not only did he never serve, he's too cheap to even vote for benefits for veterans. He says we can't afford it. He can afford whatever he wants because this is a guy who's so mired in corruption, so on the take. But as long as his pockets are lined, that's fine. But are veterans serving in this ridiculous, non-essential war? Well, you know what? We don't have the money for them. Patricia, I thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Well, you know what? We have the money for Doolittle to send out mailings, endless mailings on the taxpayer's dime. We have the money for that. Dan in Carmichael, hi, live with Enid on AM 1320.
Hello, Enid. I just wanted to make a quick comment on your comment regarding the Sacramento Bee. Now, clearly, if you were to take an accurate count, you gotta give the guy a bone and say they do come down on the Democratic side, right?
I don't know because I've never.
You don't know.
No. I have been gone for a few years, and I have never sat around and doing a statistical analysis. So I'm afraid I can't answer your question.
Well,
but tell me, Dan. But tell me what your point is.
Well, my point is that it does. You know, regardless of how you feel about Charlie Brown, the fact is that you really have to take an endorsement from the Sacramento Bee with a grain of salt just because of the caller's comment. It is a true fact in Sacramento that there is no opposing opinion. There is no opposing.
Oh, I'm sure they have gone for Republicans. I'll be interested to see who they go for
every
for governor.
Now and then, it could have happened. I'll grant you that. But
you know, forget who they go for and forget who they don't go for. Look at the merits. Look at the facts of the case. Look at Doolittle, who is a corrupt, porky guy who can't wait to line his pockets, who is up to his eyeballs in the Jack Abramoff stench. And look at Charlie Brown. And I don't know how there's even a comparison.
Well, you know, that's a matter of an opinion in general.
Well, let me ask you, are you in the district?
I'm not in the district, A. Secondly, I am an independent. And thirdly...
I don't think you are an independent, Dan. I think you're really, really somebody who leans right. That's what I think, but, you know, you could contradict me if you like. 349-1320, 866-620-613-20. Melissa in Placerville. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi.
Hi, Melissa.
How you doing?
Good.
Hey, I just wanted to clarify the guy that called from Placerville. Actually, we do vote for Doolittle.
I thought so. He didn't seem to know. I guess he's not going to be voting.
Yeah, I was like, no, we get to vote. We get to vote him out.
Well, I'm geographically challenged most of the time and can hardly find my way. I have a paper bag. But so what's the sentiment? Are you noticing that, because the Charlie Brown campaign has set up a group. There's the, well, it's called, let's see, what is it called? It's Republicans for Charlie Brown. The group Republicans for Charlie Brown has formally launched, citing Charlie's strong record on national security, fiscal discipline, and leading with integrity as reasons for their support.
Oh, I hadn't heard that. So,
are you noticing that any Republicans are moving in the direction of Doolittle, or moving in the direction of Charlie Brown?
You know, a lot of the people that live in that area are very Republican. So I don't know. It'll be interesting to see. We're trying our best to, you know, talk to people that are Republican to, you know, tell them. How good.
So are you involved in the Charlie Brown campaign?
No, I'm not. And I keep thinking I need to do that and get involved just to help.
Do it. And if nothing else, send them a few bucks.
Right. And then also, too, that there was an article in the Mountain Democrat today, the local paper up there, that you can get your picture taken with Bush if you want at Serrano on the 3rd of October. He's going to be coming.
How much is that going to cost you to do that?
Well, someone told me this morning it was $2,000.
Per person?
Per person to get your picture taken with Bushy Poo, yeah.
But how much is it to go? Because Doolittle's in trouble, and Doolittle's vulnerable, or he wouldn't have a guy whose approval ratings are even lower than his come in and try to shake the money tree. So
I don't know what it is, the cost to get into the event, but I just know that you can go and, you know, get your picture taken. So that was $2,000, so it's probably more than that just to get in, I would assume.
Oh, well, you mean maybe it's $2,000 more to have your picture taken. Maybe it's $5,000 to walk in the door.
Yeah, it could be. I'm not sure. Yeah, I just heard somebody just told me this morning that you can go and have your picture taken with Bush for $2,000.
$2,000?
I'd rather go for a...
What if you didn't have your clothes on? Would it be like $3,000?
I don't know.
What if he didn't have his clothes on?
That's kind of fun.
The emperor's been naked for so long, he won't have his clothes on. Melissa, I thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866-620-6320. I'm sort of, we'll see whether I can make it through the show today, but the show, Enid Live, from 3 to 7 right here on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Well, thank you very much, Enid. We have a beautiful weather tonight and on for the next couple of days. I really do like the 20% humidity, 88 for the temperature now, and tomorrow maybe 90, 91 it's going to be. Our traffic southbound 99 right by Fruit Ridge Road slowed down just a little bit. We do have a traffic hazard, Madison Avenue and I-80, a three-car crash, 99 Sutterville Road, and hit and runs. 6501 Coyle Avenue, hit and run 3536 Rosemont. And we have one at Howe Avenue and Hurley Way that is blocking the traffic in North Set. Enid Live continues. You can log on an email or at 1320leftchannel.com. And we'll be back with more.
You're listening to AM 1320 KCTC.
We got students. We got veterans. We got labor. We got small business.
Sacramento's Left Channel.
We've got a coalition for change.
And streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
Are you paying too much?
At Cache Creek Casino Resort, win fast, win often with Cash Fever Jackpot. Jackpots start at $20,000 and are guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Every time a Cash Fever Jackpot hits, a Cash Club player wins just for playing with their card. Plus, you can check the Cash Fever Jackpot total and your Cash Club points online now at CashCreek.com. So join Cash Club today and get the fever. Cache Creek Casino Resort.
AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel, and Freedom from War invite you to take part in a week of education and entertainment. The first annual Week of Peace is Sunday, October 1st through Saturday, October 7th. The week includes daily events, including a Peace Awards dinner, the screening of the extraordinary film Beyond Treason, a panel discussion on peace featuring congressional candidates, a jazz mixer, and more. The Week of Peace is a unique opportunity to explore with others the realization of a world of nonviolence, peace, and social justice. For more information, log on to freedomfromwar.org or go to the events page at 1320leftchannel.com. Find out how you can purchase a passport to all of the events with your $50 donation going to your favorite peace organization. So join AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel and Freedom from War and stand up for peace by taking part in Peace Week, October 1st through October 7th.
AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel invites you to the 5th Annual Voters Education and Candidates Forum 2006 at the Radisson on Saturday, October 7th from 1 p.m. to 5:30. This free event presented by the Asian Pacific Islander American Public Affairs Association is your opportunity to hear candidates running for office, including a debate between California Lieutenant Governor hopefuls John Garamendi and Tom McClintock. Also expect a lively debate on the downtown sports arena issue between supporters including Daryl Steinberg and foes like Assemblymember Dave Jones.
You can also win one of two $1,000 cash raffle prizes for taking a day off from work to vote.
Be an informed voter. Join 1,000 other interested citizens at this year's Voter Education and Candidates Forum 2006 at the Radisson on Saturday, October 7th from 1 to 5:30 p.m. More information is at APAPA.org. That address again is APAPA.org.
We may not have solved America's problems yet, but we're working on it. AM 1320.
Sacramento's Left Channel.
It's your right to listen to the left.
On the Monday edition of Enid Live, I'm yours until 7. If my voice holds out, you are listening to AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel, and you can join the conversation. In fact, I really invite you to do that today because it will help. 349, it'll help me to listen more and talk less. 349-1320 or 866-620-6120. We stream live, 1320leftchannel.com and Enid at kctc.com. We are talking about the B endorsing Charlie Brown. And some of you say, oh, it's not a big deal. B is always endorsing Democrats. I think it's a huge deal that the polls indicate a statistical dead heat. There are a number of races that are now up for grabs. You know, we've had some conflicting information because then the Washington Post over the weekend had said the races look like they were more problematic for the GOP, but it looks like the GOP is rebounding. And now it's saying, wait a minute, there's going to be a shift in power. So I'm not so sure what the story is, but I just think we got to roll up our sleeves and make it happen. David and Zach, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, David.
Yes, hi. I just wanted to echo your comments about Congressman Doolittle. And also just say that I read up a lot on Charlie Brown. I was very impressed, and so impressed that I went to his headquarters and volunteered for a few hours, made phone calls, talked to people, and I don't know if it's indicative of the entire district, but the people I talked to, a lot of them want to dump Doolittle and elect Charlie Brown. And I would recommend that people can spare a couple hours on a weekend or during the week and volunteer just even for an hour or two just to help out, and I'm sure that they could use the help.
Well, tell me what take us through it. So you go there to help out, and what are they? They just put you in front of a phone, give you a list to call?
That's part of it, yeah. They walk precincts, but in my case, I just showed up and said, hey, I want to volunteer, and they gave me a list, and they said, here, call these voters, get an idea of the sentiments, you know, do they support Charlie, know anything about Charlie, and what have you.
Did you feel like you talked to any real Republicans, or do you think you talked to mostly people who are going to go for Charlie anyhow?
I would say generally probably people who are going to go for him anyway. I don't know for sure, but these were people that had not been contacted before. They were just, you know, calling lists of registered voters. Are you going to vote? And hopefully you're going to vote for Charlie Brown. And do you want any information about him? I have to admit, a lot of the people, they had heard of Charlie Brown. They didn't know that much about him, as much as they said they were definitely not going to vote for Doolittle. They definitely knew a lot about him, and what they heard, they didn't like.
Oh, really? Oh, that's good.
Yeah. That was, if one thing shone through, it was that people that I spoke with knew about Doolittle and did not like what they knew.
Well, David, I'm delighted that you did it, and I also want to invite people not only to volunteer but to write the check, because Charlie doesn't have anywhere near the money that Doolittle's got, and now Dickie's coming to town to shake down the money tree more for Doolittle.
And I have to admit, when I left there, I did leave a little check. I just felt that anything that we could do to get rid
anything
of Doolittle
you do.
is something that the public of this area needs to do. We need to have somebody represent
us. That's right. And
somebody with some ethics.
I thank you very much, David. Even if it's just a few bucks, do it. Sarah in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Enid. I just wanted to say for the gentleman who said that the Bee has a bias towards Democrats, they endorsed Charlie Brown today, but they also endorsed Dan Lundgren.
Oh, they did?
Well, they recommended that he be given a chance because he seems to be working hard for the.
I hope they're going for Durston. We're going to have Durston in the studio live. I've never met Durston. I've never seen him. I only hear good things about him. So we'll be making.
They mentioned him, and they also endorsed Doris Matsui.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Sarah, thanks for that.
Okay.
349-1320, Bonnie in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. Well, I was calling about the same thing regarding how they did not endorse Durston, but they did Matsui. But, you know, I went out and did some research because I'm in Matsui's district, but I am working, I'm phone banking for Durston because I think the guy is fantastic. And will be quite an asset for
we're happy to have him in on Wednesday because we're all in various states. We're all in various states of extremists, and he's an ER doc. And boy, can we use his services today? Yes.
Well, I went Googling last night, and the most important, the Washington Post's votes database of the most important votes for the last Congress have Doolittle and Lundgren voting exactly the same, except for the Terri Schiavo issue, where Lundgren did not vote. And so somehow, why would we want to, you know, why call him a rookie? He spent 8 years in representing Long Beach. He votes party line all the time, exactly the same as everyone else. And is always against families.
So he's Doolittle Light. That's what you're saying.
He's Doolittle Light.
You know what he is? He's Doolittle Less. Thank you, Bonnie. I appreciate the call. 349-1320. Nicoletta. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320.
Hi, Enid. I wanted to let you know, I'm also a campaign volunteer for Charlie Brown. And the guy that, you know, he just called, and he had done some work phone calling, too. But I really wanted to make the point that if you're not comfortable phone calling, because not everybody, the phone isn't everybody's thing, there are still things to do down there.
Okay, what can people do?
You can, they have some people entering data into the computer, and they have other people stuffing envelopes. You know, if the computer's not your thing, there's envelope stuffing. So I personally go and phone because I'm good on the phone. You might not be able to tell that now because I'm kind of nervous, but, you know, I do
so
that.
So you like doing that. Okay.
But there's plenty to do because I know some people go, ooh, I wouldn't want to be on the phone. Go down there anyway. They need help.
It's a great way to meet people. It's a great way to be involved in a common project and to know that you're really trying to push things in the right direction. So, Nicoletta, thanks very much for that heads up. Also, in the letters to the editor, none of them, there wasn't one, I didn't see one pro-Doolittle letter. So either they've stopped writing, nor have I received... on Enid Live. Now, you know, one of the things we say to candidates who don't have a whole lot of money to spend, have your people write letters to the editor. It's another way to get publicity for your cause, for your campaign. I haven't had, has anybody from Doolittle's campaign called moi to say what a great guy he is? Are they afraid of jumping into the lion's den or the lioness's den? You tell me. 349-1320, 866-626, 1320. Or do they think it's pretty hopeless to call somebody like me to tell us how great Doolittle is? But if there is a big Doolittle supporter out there, gosh, you're welcome to take a deep breath and call us and tell us why Doolittle is so great and that, and why, all the reasons why we should vote for him. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Monday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Well, our weather is looking pretty good. We have a little bit of breeze and some humidity going on. Tomorrow, we're going to reach highs right around 91 and lows tonight, 55. It's a little chilly at night. We're at 88, and we have a three-car crash south on 99, just north of eastbound 47th. A three-car crash there. A collision Elkhorn Boulevard just east of Hillsdale Boulevard. And we have a wrong-way driver that looks like it caused a crash Walnut Avenue and Whitney Avenue. I'm not sure. Oh, driving backwards on Walnut, heading northbound in the southbound lane. I knew a friend from Denver that used to do that all the time because they could never get those streets right. South of 99, just south of Sutterville Road. Enid Live continues at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
This is Al Franken, and you're listening to Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. It's full frontal radio.
Okay. Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? You want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sacjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sacjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sacjobs.com is a click away. At sacjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
About gas prices. It's good that it costs a lot, and not just because the sales tax will help pay for our twice-a-year governor elections. It's also good if it makes you think of walking the three blocks from your house to Del Taco instead of taking the Land Cruiser. Gasoline costs a lot because we have to find it, bribe or kill the people who live on top of it. Extract it, refine it, ship it, and pump it. You'll pay $2 a gallon, and you'll like it because you know what the alternative is. Riding on the bus with poor people. New rule. Call things what they are. If your morning coffee contains crushed ice, whipped cream, and caramel, it's a milkshake.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
I wanted it all. Intelligence. Great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now, I have it all.
This woman is talking about her Renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Now you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 Renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Hall's Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and now in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. Smud financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th.
Shaking up the Weasel Empire.
We'll make America where we want it to be. A literate country and a hopeful country.
It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
.44 on the Monday edition of Enid Live. Enid Barely Live. I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. I'm hoping my voice holds out, but you know what? It's getting stronger. I'm drinking all this hot liquid, and it's helping a lot. You can join the conversation, and I definitely invite you to on a day like this when it's hard for me to talk. 349-1320 or 866-620-61320. We stream live, 1320leftchannel.com, and you can email me, Enid at kctc.com, and if all goes well, and he's been a little bit stuck in traffic, we're going to be joined in the next hour by Edward P. Jones, Pulitzer and National Book Critics Circle Award-winning author for his first novel, The Known World. The new one is All Aunt Hager's Children, you know, beautifully reviewed in The New Yorker. They say that his work is exquisitely crafted, unforgettable stories offering images of the African-American experience that are unparalleled in American fiction. And I think he's also the recipient of the MacArthur Genius Award, too. So, we're happy for more geniuses around here. God knows. We've been talking about the fact that the Bee endorsed Charlie Brown. It's a really a ringing endorsement, and I was delighted to see it, and I really hope it opens the door, and I think it will, to people donating, because he doesn't have anywhere near the amount of money in his war chest that Deep Doo Doo Doolittle has. And then, on top of it, Dickie's coming to town on behalf of Doolittle, and is going to shake more money out of a very rich population than they don't want for one second to lose any kind of control of so that there's any subpoena power. George Soros is saying the Democrats have got to get in there, and there has to be an investigation. There have to be subpoenas. I want to also talk about some local stuff going on. First of all, over the weekend, there were more stories about the arena, this ridiculous arena situation that simply goes from bad to worse. First, Marcos Breton is talking about and I hope I'm pronouncing it correctly, Breton maybe, or Breton. The new arena negotiations sound all too familiar. The B headline was in big bold letters, Maloof's City Sabotage Arena. The Kings owners also say the developer lied to them. And the date on that story was 2003. And then another city arena's off the table, Kings insist, and that was 2004. And then it was arena plan scuttled, King's future unsettled, and that was 2005. And then arena talks put on hold, failure to agree on financing ends drive for a November vote, and that is 2006. So all of this has run all the time. It's the same old, same old. It's the Maloofs trying to manipulate the conversation and manipulate more of the revenues. They're such pigs. They're getting so much money, and they can't, and it isn't enough. Those pigs want more money. And what is revealed in all of this is how critical parking fees are in the whole negotiation. You know, they get, which I was unaware of because I'm not a Kings fan. I mean, I might be a Kings fan, but I've only just come back to town, so maybe I'll become a Kings fan, but I won't be a fan of the Maloofs, I don't think. But in any event, I'm not a big sports person. But however, if you go to park, and you can tell me about this, it costs you $10. It costs $10 a vehicle, and they earn an estimated $4 million a year in parking fees from Kings games. And the number of the amount of parking that was that the city wanted was not as much as what the Maloofs want. They don't want, you know, the city, they are on opposite courses. I don't see how it's going to work, because the city wants to really redevelop that area and make it sing. And the Maloofs, they don't want anything that competes with them stuffing their pockets with as much money as they can. The city thinks that it can get in bed with the devil and not stink to high heaven, and I don't think it's going to work. I don't think it ever works. I think their interests are not on the same page. 349-1320, 866-626, 1320. So here's what the Maloofs want. In the guise of an arena and a parking structure, what the Maloofs really want is a huge money machine that just disgorges huge amounts of money right into the Maloofs' pockets. Stop! No, they don't stop at go. They just go right into the Maloofs' pocket. They don't want stuff that will compete with what the Maloofs can sell you at inflated prices. They don't want that. They want to get as much as they can. They want to stuff as much parking into it. And I don't see how that revitalizes a downtown Sacramento. You want things that are walkable. You want to be able to go, you know, what's charming about Midtown Town and charming about cities like Denver, where you go to Lodo and you can just walk all over the place. You can walk here, you can walk there, you can. I used to live in a loft in Denver. I could walk to work. I loved it. I could walk to the comedy clubs, to the restaurants, to the bars, to any place I wanted to go, to the shops. It was all there. The only thing you couldn't walk to was groceries. There you had, you could get some little, but not a whole lot. You really, for real serious grocery shopping, you really had to get in the car. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Mike in Roseville. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Enid, you're doing a good job. Keep it up.
Thank you.
Still supporting Charlie Brown, and I'm helping out. But I've got a great idea for that arena downtown that would solve everybody's problems.
What?
They should call the Indians and put a gaming casino in there.
Thank you, Mike. That's what the Maloofs want. Exactly right. 349-1320. Rachel in Davis. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Rachel.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
You don't sound very good. I shouldn't even ask that question.
I know.
Anyway, you're at work, aren't you?
I am. Hey, aren't I a glutton?
I just wanted you to know that my husband and two other friends and I went up to the Tahoe area, Truckee area,
mm-hmm.
and the three of them walked Truckee of District, Glenshire. And, of course, there were a lot of registered Republicans in the area. But they did get some pretty good results from them. One man said, "Who's running against Doolittle? I'm voting for him. I don't care who it is. I'm voting."
But are these people in Truckee though? You're liable to encounter some significant Democrats up there, aren't you?
What's that again?
You're liable to encounter some real Democratic pockets up there, aren't you?
Well, there are some, yes. And that's true, especially amongst the younger people.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite prevalent, and also. You know, they do need walkers. Some of the people are going to be walking in Auburn and so on. We live in Davis. We don't even vote for him. But we find it just totally critical.
It doesn't matter. You know, you're voting for the whole United States of America. We need investigative power. We need subpoena power. Even if you're not in the district, you want to roll up your sleeves and know that you did the right thing. I thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866-626, 1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Monday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Well, our traffic is looking pretty thick as it does in Sac. Southbound 99 just eastbound of Florin Road. We have a two-car crash. Northbound 99 just south of Florin Road. A three-car crash there. Southbound 99 just north of eastbound 47th Avenue. And southbound 99 just south of Sutterville Road. We have a hit and run at 6501 Coyle Avenue and a two-car crash southbound I-5 at eastbound 50. We have lows tonight 55, reaching highs tomorrow right around 92. We're at 88. And Enid Live continues at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
The morning retort.
It's not on the road on yourself to do what you need to do to fix it.
So responsible for your own actions, and you're rich means I got mine.
So poor people are just basically lazy.
They've either accepted their fate or they're not on the path.
Sometimes I get sick and tired of hearing the same dialogue. It's like if we just tell those people what to do, they can be a success in life. It's more than just that.
Scott and Sims, mornings 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Come into Matt, the morning retort with Scott and Sim.
To understand it,
Miss Romney.
What drives people?
Massachusetts governor. If he can't protect his own citizens from tunnels, how will he protect you from terrorists? Done. Campaign is dead.
See how easy it was?
It was that easy.
See, that's the problem on the left. You're the problem right there. You got all. You think you get all the answers to all the little questions that does not drive a lot of people outside of California, outside of both coasts, outside of California and New York. Northeast. I mean, this is not the world. This is not the center of the universe, Mr. Sims.
Mitt Romney gets the nomination. The tunnels win. Think about it. Taurus, Terra, Earth, tunnels.
Do the math, Scott!
It's very erotic. I'm being turned on by all this talk.
Scott and Sims, mornings 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Play perfectly. I just joined Cash Creek's Cash Club, and I received $100 in free bonus play.
Play profitably.
I just joined Cash Club and automatically got an instant shot at $1 million.
Play endlessly.
Cash Creek has thousands of the newest, hottest slots, and bonus play just keeps the action going.
Play, bonusfully at Cash Creek, Northern California's only AAA four-diamond casino resort. Just join the Cash Club, and you can start out with up to $500 in free bonus play. It's like playing with their money. Well, not like it. You really are playing with their money. Plus, don't forget the instant shot at $1 million. And you can't play on an empty stomach, so they're giving away over 150 $25 dining comps every day. So you can play and dine on their dollar. Cash Creek Casino Resort. Well played. Visit by taking I-80 to 505 North and 16 West. For tickets, visit cashcreek.com or any Ticketmaster outlet.
Cell phones in movie theaters. Please, you're not a cardiologist on call. You're a putz whose babysitter wants to know where the ketchup is. And then you tell her in the middle of the movie. Sometimes it's so loud in the theater I can barely hear what the black people are yelling at the screen. There is a simple solution. Put your cell phone on vibrate and then up your... New rule, no more celebrating gastric bypass. Carney Wilson, Al Roker, and now Star Jones are all being heralded by the media for stapling their stomachs shut. They shouldn't be. They're not making a brave choice to change. They're giving money to doctors to reroute their ability to turn food into crap.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320. It's her opinion, and you're entitled to it. Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
.355 on the Monday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. We're talking about the Maloofs, the aloof Maloofs, the greedy aloof Maloofs who want more parking. What are your thoughts about that? 349-1320, Janester. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. I hope you feel better soon.
Thank you. I do, too.
Really quick, I was just thinking about all the similarities that the Bush and the Maloofs have in common, the greed, the lies, the manipulation, and it's just uncanny. I mean, you know, it's outrageous, but I just want to touch really quick. With Bush coming to town to support, Doolittle, and probably give him some pointers on how to steal elections, we have to be prepared that if, for whatever reason, they try to do that with Charlie Brown, that we stand behind him to demand that those votes are counted and that there's an accounting of it.
Oh, I am so with you. There are a number of stories today on how you can crack the Diebold machines, how easy it is to crack those machines.
Yes.
We've been seeing those stories, but they're finally making their way in a pretty significant in a significant way into the mainstream press. So I think that there's no, I don't know if anybody's going to feel confident about the count, the vote count.
Yeah, but we have to be there for them no matter what, because Charlie Brown needs to be there. We need him there.
Are you doing anything to help out on the
I am. I don't do checks anymore because I understood that the Diebold has their hands in everything, safety deposit boxes, ATMs, everything. But I made a promise to pay, and when I get paid, they're going to get a money order for $500.
Janester, that's really generous.
I am supporting him wholeheartedly because without, you know, if we don't get a handle on this, we are doomed.
I think you're right. And I thank you very much. I'm sure the campaign will thank you very much,
too.
That's a good donation.
Yes. Thank 500.
You. Oh, that's good. Because okay. We're saying even if you have a spare 5, 10, 15, 20, whatever you got.
Yeah,
thank,
whatever.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
349-1320-860.
KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel. Streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
A possible compromise on treatment of suspected terrorists.
The doors are open again, and both sides now believe there's a good chance to find an agreement.
The latest figures show crime on the rise.
14 million arrests were made by police officers last year, while losses among property crime victims totaled $16.5 billion.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, late edition. I'm Bill Whitney. The White House says it's sending Congress a revised proposal for dealing with detainees in the war on terrorism. CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Bob Schieffer reports President Bush and Republican Senators Warner, Graham, and McCain seem close to a compromise.
Sources tell us what the president wants is an explicit assurance in the law that the CIA can continue to effectively interrogate prisoners. The senators want to be assured that they can pass a bill allowing those interrogations and military trials without undermining the Geneva Conventions. They fear any U.S. effort to do that might encourage other countries to use unfair tactics should they capture Americans during future wars.
Both sides want to put this dispute behind them.
One source who backs the president says the White House understands you can't win an argument on how to treat prisoners when former POW John McCain is on the other side.
And with the fall elections coming, the senators want their party unified. Now this.
Deep inside the fax machine at your office, there's a business opportunity. See this toner cartridge? With the new Discover business card, you get cash back bonus on business purchases, even more on office supplies. So this baby not only makes faxes, it makes cash for your business.
Yeah, and it's also very hot.
It's time to take control with the new Discover business card. Visit discoverbiz.com/control or call 1-888-221-4BIZ to learn more.
From being buying a home is more than the number of bedrooms and bathrooms.
Can't imagine making a purchase like that without having someone you can trust.
Somebody with integrity protecting you.
Ethics are crucial.
Honesty and dependability.
I can't call myself a realtor unless I complete ethics training.
Realtors commit to a strict code of ethics so you know you'll be treated honestly. Ask if your agent is a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors.
They live and work by a code of ethics, and that was really important to me.
Federal health investigators still don't know the source of the E. coli bacteria that made spinach synonymous with poison, but Dr. David Acheson of the FDA says they don't think it was tampering.
Currently, there's absolutely no evidence to indicate that this unfortunate outbreak was deliberate.
The FDA's warning not to eat fresh spinach remains in effect. Douglas Powell, a food safety expert at Kansas State University, says the health detectives might never pinpoint the cause.
These are like CSI investigations. Unlike television, they don't always come out with a clean result in the end.
Officials are looking into the possibility that a second death is linked to the outbreak. Some tense moments on Capitol Hill this morning. Police scrambled when a man with a gun drove an SUV through a barricade at a construction site, crashed into a fountain, then ran into the Capitol building. There was a chase through the halls, and officers finally tackled him outside a basement office. Authorities now identify the man as 20-year-old Carlos Green of Silver Spring, Maryland. In addition to a handgun, they say he had crack cocaine. The SUV was stolen. Violent crime on the rise. CBS News reporter Stephanie Lambidakis has the FBI's latest figures.
These are the final tallies for last year. They show that violent crime rose 2.3%, with a continued spike in the murder rate, which was up 3.4%. The only silver lining, that increase was less than the projection in June, which forecast a 4.8% increase.
The only violent crime to decline in 2005 was rape. Sunfish on the front lines against terrorism. Big city water supplies are using sophisticated systems to monitor bluegills, better known as sunfish or bream, because they react very quickly to toxins in the water. Bill Lawler is co-founder of Intelligent Automation Corporation, which developed the system to keep tabs on the bluegills.
They had been used very much like a canary in a coal mine. And what IAC did was really automate that whole process. Rather than waiting for the fish to expire and to know that there's a problem, we're monitoring now the stress of the fish.
In one instance, the fish detected a diesel fuel spill in New York's reservoirs 2 hours before it was noticed by any other monitoring system. A man suspected of kidnapping a South Carolina girl is apparently not cooperating with police. The sheriff's office also says Vincent Filiaw shows no remorse. He was arrested yesterday, a day after the 14-year-old was rescued from an underground bunker where she'd been in prison more than a week. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
To withdraw, to go away.
If you... The Internet... It's not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes. Massive tubes. It really is the Internet consumer bill of rights. Because he got tangled up with all these things that are going on the Internet commercially. The world has turned against this. If your own personal Internet, that is you and me. You and me is that tubes. The Internet is not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
It's a series of tubes.
Talk to Enid now.
We can't have him talking that way. It frightens the other children.
349-1320.
For 06, 6 minutes after 4 o'clock, welcome to the Monday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, if my voice holds out. 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Joining us in this segment is highly acclaimed author Edward P. Jones. You might remember him from his previous book, which won a Pulitzer Prize, The Known World. His new book is called All Aunt Hager's Children. It's a collection of stories. Edward P. Jones, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for inviting me.
It isn't your first book, but the first book that I knew, that I had heard about you, The Known World came out. It was sent to me. I was in Denver, and we weren't, I guess, interviewing authors of fiction all that much at the time. And as I began to know more about you. I began to see your name popping up. I began to see the incredible reviews that the book gathered. And then I was reading the New York Times, the Sunday Times, and I saw Dave Eggers, just a magnificent review of your new book, All Anne Hager's Children, and I thought, gee, we have to have him on. I think your life is at least as interesting as the work that you do. But let's begin with the work that you do. You and this book has received not only a wonderful review in the Sunday New York Times, but in the journals, for people who don't know, there are journals, professional journals that review books, Kirkus and Publishers Weekly, and both of them have given you their gold star, their star review. So tell us about All Anne Hager's Children. Tell us what it is. Tell us the ground it covers.
Well, in the first book I did, Lost in a City, there were 14 stories, and in this new book, there are also 14 stories, and some of the major and minor characters from the first book appear, and everyone, all of them, except one story, takes place in Washington, D.C., and then that the 14th story, it takes place in Mississippi, but the woman is on her way to Washington. A lot of the stories deal with people who were born in the South and explore how it is that they came to be in Washington, D.C.
In the Kirkus Review, let me just share a couple of sentences. The punishing legacy of poverty, crime, and racism spans several generations in the Hemingway Award and Pulitzer Prize-winning author's long-awaited second collection. Wielding with enviable precision the elegant, plain style that so distinguishes earlier stories and single novel, Jones probes deeply the wounded yet often resilient psyches of an imposing gallery of vivid, varied characters. A convicted murderer released from prison after 20 years finds unapproachable the family he had disappointed and betrayed, but he makes himself of use by tenderly preparing the body of a former acquaintance for burial. That story is Old Boys, Old Girls. A young girl raised among a family blighted by alcoholism and lawlessness glimpses a hopeful future in the promise of a school that accepts, nurtures, and challenges her. Spanish in the Morning is the name of that story. A retired Army officer cannot control his lifelong appetite for younger women and fast living, and becomes, in a way he had not foreseen, quote, a rich man, which is the name of that story. Elsewhere, one woman meets the devil in a Safeway supermarket. Another is struck blind while riding a bus, and their ordeals redefine them stunningly. Talk to me about your history, because one of the accounts of your life I read talked about the fact that you had grown up in a lot of poverty. Is that true?
Well, I suppose it was a lot. Poverty is poverty, but it's a little big, I guess. My mother was a dishwasher and raised us with the money she made from that. She was also a house cleaner. So we didn't have a lot, and we tended to move around a lot because you get into one place and discover all the horrible things that you didn't see when you looked at it at first. So by the time I was 18, we lived in 18 different places.
Wow.
And so, yeah, I suppose it was hard, but my mother was a good woman, a hard worker, and she is a great example for me.
How did you wind up going to college then?
There was a Jesuit who was, and he wasn't a priest at that time. He was just riding through my neighborhood, and he was knocking on people's doors and introducing himself, and so we became friends and just wrote each other after that. He was teaching at Holy Cross College in Worcester, Massachusetts, and he suggested, well, whenever I got around to applying to college, that I should consider Holy Cross.
So did you receive a scholarship? Was that how you were able to do it?
And yeah, I couldn't have gone there otherwise.
So that chance meeting of a Jesuit priest priest knocking on your door resulted in you having a college education.
Yeah, but I was a very good student, so
you might have gone
I could have applied to other places, but that all cost money, and so the fewer places was better for me. There was a college in Washington just opened. They were taking all D.C. students, but I applied there, but my name was like 3,700 on the list, and I don't think I would have gotten in.
My guest is Edward P. Jones. His new book, getting magnificent reviews, All Aunt Hager's Children, a collection of short stories. So, Edward, now you finished school, and you have studied what?
I was an English major.
Oh, well, there's a perky recipe for making a lot of money in life.
Yeah, well, I didn't know what I was going to do. I took a creative writing course in college, the first one, and I got encouragement from the professor, but I was under no illusion that I could go out and make a living as a writer. I thought that I would, after college, go to journalism school, but my mother became ill, and so that was out. I never once thought that, you know, I could make a living from writing. I liked writing. I wanted to write. I felt compelled to write. But I knew how hard it was out there just from the few stories I had heard.
Somewhere, where along the line did you realize that you had a passion for writing? Did that happen in college? Did you know it before college?
Yeah, not before college, because I hadn't done very much before college. So, yes, I was writing in college, and then I wrote some after college. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
And there was a period of time when you were homeless after college?
Yeah, it wasn't for very long. But after my mother died in 75, I went to Philadelphia, and I came back and found difficult to get employment. So I sort of was going, as my mother would say, from pillow to post.
And what happened finally?
I got a job working for Science Magazine. And 3 years later, I went to graduate school, and I published a few stories here and there in literary magazines. And then I came back from graduate school in 1983 and worked for an esoteric tax magazine, proofreading and then summarizing newspaper and magazine articles on insurance and taxes and whatever. Then in the late 1980s, I got started on the collection of stories that became Lost in the City. And when that came out in 92, I looked around to think what I would do next. And I recall from college this one plain sentence that there had been black slave owners. And I began to fashion in my head a novel around that one fact.
That there had been black slave owners.
Yeah, yeah.
And you still worked in the esoteric magazine,
yeah,
that was insurance,
yeah,
matters and tax matters.
Exactly. Yeah, I was there. I got there, as I said, in 83, and from 92, when Lost in the City came out, when I started thinking about the novel, I thought that I should read tons and tons of books on American slavery. But year after year after year, I kept putting that off. But the novel was building itself up in my head, so that after 10 years, I realized, well, I'll never read any of the books, but I had this novel plotted out, worked out in my head, and I was still with that esoteric tax magazine, and I took 5 weeks of vacation around Christmas of 2001 and started in on writing the book. 2 weeks into that 5 weeks vacation, they called me. Tax Notes did. They called me and said I didn't have a job anymore after almost 19 years.
What happened?
They downsized. I was the person who had been there the longest. They let 25 of us go. So I was, like I said, 2 weeks into writing the novel. I had about 75 pages, and I had no alternative but to go forward, and I did. And started a few days after Christmas, and in March I had the first draft.
Wow. That's amazing. They did you, you know, one day you'll write them a thank you note. They did you a major favor.
Well, I would have, even with the job, I would have continued to work on the novel, because I was working at home. I had been working at home since 1986. And when you grew up like I grew up, you know, having a job is important, because, you know, being afraid of being homeless, being hungry, it's a great fear when that has happened to you. So they didn't do me any favors. I already had the novel started, and I was on my way. They just pulled out a support beam that I had. So there we are. But I went on, and I finished the book.
And to great acclaim. That book won a Pulitzer Prize, is that correct?
Yes. Uh-huh.
And what other awards did it win?
National Book Critics Circle Award.
Mm-hmm.
The International Impact Dublin Literary Award. where I was able to go and visit Dublin and see a little bit of Ireland, which has produced a great number of wonderful writers.
Yes, it has.
And I received the MacArthur Grant.
Genius Grant?
Well, when the guy called me, we were talking for about 10, 15 minutes. Neither one of us mentioned genius, but...
Well, maybe you were too modest, and maybe he was too. The book has gotten sensational reviews, The Known World, and the new book, All Anne Hager's Children, is getting equally sensational reviews. Would you read us a little bit from? Are you able to do that? Do you have it in front of you?
The book is in the suitcase.
How far away are you from the suitcase?
A few feet. Do you have any idea what you want me to read?
You tell me.
I depend on people to tell me.
I'm going
to
let you tell me
how long should I read for?
Oh, maybe about a minute or so. Can you have anything that you can read for that length or no?
No, but I'll read the first couple of paragraphs of the first story, which is titled In the Blink of God's Eye.
Okay. You're listening, for those of you who are just joining us, you're listening to Edward P. Jones, whose new book is called All Aunt Hager's Children.
All right. Hold on.
Okay. I think he's getting his book. This would have been a good time to take a break. But we're waiting. We're drumming our fingernails on the... he'll be back.
As I said, this is titled In the Blink of God's Eye. I'll just read the first paragraph of this. That 1901 winter, when the wife and her husband were still new to Washington, they came to the wife like a scent carried on the wind, some word that wolves roam the streets and roads of the city after sundown. The wife, Ruth Patterson, knew what wolves could do. She had an uncle who went to Alaska in 1895 to hunt for gold, an uncle who was devoured by wolves not long after he slept under his first Alaskan moon. Still, the night, even in God-forsaken Washington, sometimes had that old song that could pull Ruth up and out of her bed, the way it did when she was a girl, across the Potomac River in Virginia, where all was safe and all was family. Her husband, Aubrey, always slept the sleep of a man not long out of boyhood and never woke. Hearing the song call her from her new bed in Washington, Ruth, ever mindful of the wolves, would take up their knife and pistol and kiss Aubrey's still hairless face and descend to the porch. She was well past 17, and he was edging toward 18, a couple not even 7 whole months married. The house and its twin next door was always quiet, for those city houses were populated mostly by country people used to going to bed with the chickens. On the porch, only a few paces from the corner of 3rd and L Streets northwest, she would stare at the gaslight on the corner and smell the smoke from the hearth of someone's dying fire, listening to the song and remembering the world around Arlington, Virginia.
Edward P. Jones, thank you so much for joining us today. The book is magnificent. It is called All Aunt Hager's Children, and I am so glad to have finally met you, at least in the audio version.
Thank you.
You really, I think for people who admire fine writing, who come from circumstances so much... less difficult than yours, and who don't do the writing, and that you were able to do it under these a remarkable set of conditions makes it even more brilliant. Thank you so much, Edward P. Jones, for joining us today.
Thank you for inviting me.
You're welcome. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Monday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Our traffic is looking great, and that interview just now was pleasant for the drive. Southbound 99, just south of Sutterville Road, we have a vehicle in the middle of the roadway. Folsom Boulevard and onward to westbound 50. Another one, three-car crash at Manzanita Avenue and Bourbon Drive. It looks like that's a three-car crash, so stopping traffic there. Meter Avenue, just west of Stockton Boulevard, a vehicle and a hit-and-run, 6501 Coyle Avenue. Now, I mention this again because it is stopping traffic there. It looks like it's a three car crash because of it. Lows tonight 55, highs coming up 91. We're at 88. Enid Live will continue. You can email her at 1320leftchannel.com.
Hi, this is Randy Rhodes, and you're listening to Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel, the only channel left.
can fill.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? Want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sackjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sackjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sackjobs.com is a click away. At sackjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
New rule. Prince Harry is going to hurt someone. Look at this kid. He's a thundering ball of rage. His mom's dead. His father dates rotted tree bark. His brother gets to be king, and he's destined to spend the rest of his life being photographed doing nothing. Arrest him before he kills a woman. New rule. Country music stars can't be authors. Charlie Daniels' new book, Ain't No Rag, Freedom, Family, and the Flag. It's a collection of musings by noted white trash icon Charlie Daniels on subjects ranging from American flags to American flag bumper stickers to what to do to a hippie if you catch him trying to burn your flag. Before this book, I was ambivalent on the issue of flag burning. Now I find myself reconsidering the question of book burning.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
I wanted it all.
New rule, one dear to my heart. Lap dancing is a First Amendment right. The LA City Council this week banned lap dancing. What is next? Burning books? Lap dancers, or Imagineers, as I like to call them. Artists drawing you into their fantasy world, much like a skilled novelist does. If novelists had perfectly waxed bikini lines. But more importantly, lap dancers are expressing an idea called hope. The hope that someday a skinny young woman with artificial breasts and a navel piercing will want to have sex with you. And without that hope, millions of American men might just as well throw themselves into the sea.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
Shaking up the Weasel Empire. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
I'm bringing sexy back.
25, excuse me, on the Monday edition of Enid Live. I'm Enid Barely Live, yours. I hope I make it till 7 o'clock. I think I will. I have a bad cold, which sounds probably a lot worse than it is, so lots of hot tea right now. If you were just joining us, you missed a wonderful writer, Edward P. Jones. Take a look at his work, his new collection of short stories, All Anne Hager's Children. His previous book, The Known World, and his first book, The Lost City, and the All Anne Hager's Children is a continuation, takes those characters and then continues on with them in this book. So he is he really is an amazing writer, and the reviews have been superb. And he did it the hard way. He did it a life of poverty and a little bit of homelessness, and because he was raised in such straitened conditions, didn't ever want to lose a job, and had, you know, as you heard him say, a job with an esoteric tax magazine, taxes, tax notes it was called, and insurance matters and so on. And after all these years that he was there, they let him go when he was into the second week of a 5-week vacation. This frequently happens when you take a vacation. Don't ever take a vacation if you want to keep your job. And so he had to continue and finish the book that became, I believe, The Known World, that won a Pulitzer and all these other awards and the MacArthur Grant and so on. So it's nice when it comes around. It doesn't always come around, but it's nice when it does. Trash crews are ending the garbage collection, supposed to resume today, after 2 weeks of striking. So I guess everybody's happy about that. Then it won't stink to high heaven as much as Deep Doolittle. If you're just joining us, the big news is that the Bee has endorsed Charlie Brown over Doolittle. And I just got this notice from one of you, and I think I'm guessing this is a Red Hands kind of an action, let's say, a red-handed demonstration. The Caught Red-Handed group will be demonstrating at the Serrano Doolittle Bush fundraiser site on October 3. It's in El Dorado Hills, right on the main street, now this is from Lynn, which is, she said, thinks El Dorado Boulevard. There will be more info coming as the details become available. This is from redhandsmoveon.org. Charlie Brown deserves any volunteer help anyone can give him, she says. So they're going to do a red-handed action. And I think that my guess is that the Charlie Brown campaign is probably not so thrilled about this. They're feeling that maybe this might alienate Republicans. Do you think that this would alienate Republicans? Any kind of a demonstration against Doolittle, would that alienate Republicans? There was a piece in today's B that I read it. Maybe I didn't read it carefully enough. But it talked about the opening of a roomier Carmichael library. It says that they had all new, lots of new amenities. It received an almost $7 million makeover. And it said all these great things about the library. And then there's a new metal sculpture in the library. And it's got great pictures. And I keep reading and I'm thinking, oh, this is a nice library. I'd like to go to this library. And I'm reading and I'm reading and I'm still reading. And I don't see where the library is located. So, you know, why do they assume that everybody knows where the Carmichael Library is? I'm still reading. Now, maybe it's in here someplace. I've read this is about the third time. Where is the Carmichael Library? This new nice library says, oh, it's the Carmichael Library. Well, okay. Does everybody know where the Carmichael Library is located? 349-1320. 866-626-1320. So isn't... When you're doing journalism, isn't it who, what, why, when, how, whatever? Are those some of the W's? Patricia Kennedy Lawford is dead at 82. She was a sister of JFK and the sister of Teddy Kennedy, supposedly her father's favorite, was married to the actor Peter Lawford. She died of 82 of pneumonia. They had four children together, she and Peter Lawford. I don't think the family thought that much of Peter Lawford, because after all, what was he? He was an actor, and so what was her father? A rum runner, but that's another story. In any event, her son said, her actor son, Christopher Lawford, wrote of his mother that her lightheartedness and vibrancy made her my grandfather's favorite. But her son said she also felt resentment toward her father, quote, at not being allowed fully to live up to her potential. That sentence caught my eye because I'm sure that the father was very controlling. If you read the biographies of Joseph Kennedy, I mean, he took it into his own hands to the child Rosemary, was acting out and clearly had mental problems, mental issues. And so it sounded like... a decision that I'm not sure he even discussed it with his wife. He just made a unilateral decision that she was going to have electroshock treatment or lobotomy or something, and she was never the same. Whatever it was, it made her vibrant and unique and more than a handful, and probably sexually more than a handful, maybe sexually precocious, or they were afraid she might become sexually precocious. All of that was removed from her, and she wound up being institutionalized in Wisconsin for the remainder of her life. And I think she died a couple of years ago, not so long ago. But when that when you have a controlling father, a rich controlling father, and you have a trust fund, and you marry a famous actor, at what point do you then take the responsibility to live up to your full potential? I mean, maybe you can blame your parents for a certain amount of time. I mean, she also had an extraordinary growing up where her father was the ambassador to the court of St. James, and access to some of the highest levels in society and in politics and so on. But at what point do you live up to your full potential? Does that become your own responsibility? Just a thought. One of the things, there are so many things coming out now that I want to share with you. First of all, there is all kinds of information afoot that in the beginning, in any event, the Republicans were beginning to gain back some of their ground in terms of polling and approval ratings. I mean, it's been looking like it could be a Republican rout. But I wouldn't be sanguine about it if I were you, because between between having a tremendous organization, between the possibility of voting manipulation, between this whole architecture that Karl Rove has set up of restricting voters in states and in categories that are probably heavily Democratic, these people are not going quietly or gently into the good night. They don't want to have any kind of an investigation, and they do not wish to have a subpoena. So in one of the stories over the weekend I was looking at, the Washington Post was reporting that, in fact, it was looking like Democrats better not get too comfy with the idea that they were going to take as many seats as they thought they could, that Republicans were rebounding. Well, now there's new information that tells us that, in fact, there is greater jeopardy than we realize. So as we continue, I want to share some of that information with you. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Monday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. We have a humidity of 19% now. That's going to be like that for the next couple of days, 88 currently. And our traffic is a little bit jammed up there, southbound 99. We got about 3 or 4 car crashes there. Mack Road, Elk Grove Boulevard, it looks like Sheldon and Calvine Road and northbound 99. I got a 3-car crash there stopping traffic. Also another accident, southbound J at Sunset. Hit and run, 6501 Coil Avenue, and that is stopping traffic over there as well. Enid Live continues at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Ladies and gentlemen, I know what you've all been waiting for, the world famous
Enid Goldstein.
All right, let's see what you can do. Take it away.
On AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hi, this is Jackie Schultz.
And Nisa Davis Hayden.
From the Studio Theater in downtown Sacramento.
And we need your support.
We have a great show at the theater, and we want to make a special offer to all of you AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel listeners. Our show is the Tony-nominated musical Pump Boys and Dinettes. Come see the show that audience members are saying will melt your troubles away.
Welcome to Highway 57, somewhere between Frog Level and Smyrna. It's 1982, and on one side of the road is a gas station run by 4 happy-go-lucky guys who provide service with a smile. Opposite, the Cup Sisters own the diner where fun is always on the menu.
The entire performance is filled with humor and song and transports the audience to a simpler, more relaxed time.
Each AM 1320 listener that mentions this ad gets $5 off their ticket. Pump Boys and Dinettes plays Thursdays through Saturdays at 8 and Sundays at 2 through October 8. Call the box office at 446-2668 or go to thestudiotheater.net. We need your support.
Sunny day with tonight's AccuTerra forecast.
And folks, wasn't it just a perfect day for a terror alert? Bone chilling in the morning, clear and present danger in the afternoon, tapering off into cold sweats at night. Tomorrow, AccuTerra is predicting 100% chance of a really big terror alert to take our mind off bad economic news. An Al-Qaeda cell coming down from Canada into here, the Great Lakes regions, the folks in the Detroit and Saginaw. You might want to put on that extra layer of Kevlar. Our exclusive AccuTerra radar is picking up a lot of chatter out here in the Denver area, so stay away from chemical plants, nuclear facilities, and of course, the French fries at Arby's. Here in the West, some light showers of ammonium nitrate, a little sarin gas are possible in the Los Angeles area, but don't expect loss of life. The Santa Anas are going to push all that nasty gunk out. Here's your 5-day. Yellow, bluish yellow, yellow again, yellow gradually becoming orange, and orange back into yellow. And we've got an orangish red weekend on tap, so be sure to have plenty of bottled water and canned goods on hand. And that's Tara. All right, make it a great day.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
New rule. Jewish people have to start. The Jewish population in America dropped 5% in the last decade, which may explain why this country's finances have gone to breed, you sons of Abraham, breed!
We need you. Israel needs you. Kobe Bryant, Robert Blake, and Phil Spector need you. Without Jews, who's going to write all those sitcoms about blacks and Hispanics? New rule. Living in a box for 6 weeks doesn't make you a magician, it makes you homeless.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320.
This is an AM 1320 Left Channel Action Calendar. Help preserve open space in our region by attending the Sacramento Valley Conservancy's annual Treasures of the Valley event on Thursday, October 5th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at the Sacramento State Alumni Center, 6000 J Street. This fun evening spotlights local artists and includes a live and silent auction. You'll also be treated to great food, wine, and beer, and jazz featuring Shake Don't Stir. Treasures of the Valley supports the Sacramento Valley Conservancy, the award-winning nonprofit land trust that is committed to preserving the beauty, character, and diversity of the Sacramento Valley landscape. That's Treasures of the Valley, Thursday, October 5th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at the Sacramento State Alumni Center. For more information, go to SacramentoValleyConservancy.org or call 916-731-8798.
Sometimes I wish.
Talk to Enid now, 349-1320.
On the Monday edition of Enid Barely Live. I'm yours until 7, hoping that this cold goes away quickly before I do. if you are just joining us, you can join the conversation, and I really invite your calls today, so it will you can help to talk. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm seeing all this conflicting information about how the president's doing, how the Republicans are going to be doing. Some reports say... you know, don't get sanguine about this. Don't get too comfortable. The Republicans are gaining traction again. The Democrats don't have it together. So whatever the ingredients they had to bake the cake, they haven't baked the cake. And today there is information. This is the president's job approval is in one set of statistics I saw it went up a little bit. In another set of statistics, and this is a Rasmussen report, that his bounce is over. 41% of American adults approve of the way Bush is performing his job, and 57% disapprove. So that's exactly where the numbers were before Dickey's 9/11 speech. Overall, 21% of Americans strongly approve, and 42% strongly disapprove of his speech. So 21% strongly approve, 42% strongly disapprove of him. And his bounce, whatever he got from the 9/11 week, whatever the bounce was, he's back to where he was before. It's also being reported, that was the Rasmussen report, that in the struggling campaigns of Republican Senators Conrad Burns, who sounds creepier and creepier the more we know about him, Lincoln Chafee and Mike DeWine, these struggling campaigns have led Rasmussen reports to modify their election ratings to yield an almost even split in the post-election Senate. The battle for control of the U.S. Senate is getting closer, much closer. This is according to the Rasmussen report. Recently, that report had summarized the Senate with Republicans leading 50-45. But now, they are saying it's going to be 49-48. The GOP only one seat ahead, with three races still considered toss-ups. The Rasmussen report noted that if the GOP and Democrats were to split evenly, oh no, Dick Cheney would be entitled to the tie-breaking vote. So here it is. These are Republican incumbents who have been struggling all year long. There are a number of them who are now considered toss-ups. And it went from 50-45, 50 being, the prediction was that 50 the 50 Republican seats versus 45 Democratic seats. And now it's looking like 49-48. And remember, the tie is called by Dick Cheney. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Meanwhile, they are predicting major problems at the polls. In part because a lot of people don't have the experience with the e-voting. In Maryland last Tuesday, a combination of human blunders and technological glitches caused long lines and delays in vote counting. The problems, which followed ones earlier this year in Ohio, Illinois, and several other states, have contributed to doubts among some experts about whether the new e-voting systems are A, reliable, and B, whether election officials are adequately prepared to use them. Are they reliable? Are election officials adequately prepared to use them? Now, these people will do whatever it takes to win. I mean, I don't think James Baker is now, the family fixer. James Baker has now been dispatched to Iraq to figure out a way to get us out of Iraq in some face-saving format before the election. And have you noticed, by the way, that gas prices keep going down, down, down? The minute the election is over, they will be going back up, 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 as though you were injecting Viagra into your tank. Gail in Elk Grove, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel.
Hi, I think I caught this from you because I've got a cold too. I'm sorry.
That's right. Don't sit too close to your radio because the cooties could come right through.
Exactly. By chance, I happen to have been in Florida for the 2000 election, and believe it or not, then I was in Ohio for the 2004 election. Did I say that correctly? I was in Florida for the 2000 election and Ohio for the 2004.
Okay.
Which means I got to see the local news, read the local papers on what had happened each time. And believe me, it was a robbery of the highest order. They each time did talk about Banana Republic. It was beyond my belief that our country could have tolerated such immorality, such thieving. I mean, it was...
Well, I was amazed that the Kerry campaign didn't demand a recount and make a big stink about it, particularly in the wake, and maybe because of 2000 they didn't. But I never saw people roll over and fold like cheap suits the way the Democrats did, and they're still rolling over and folding. They're not as bad as they were, but they're still doing it.
It's shocking that they did do that. My understanding, I heard someone say that an insider, quote, had advised Kerry to give in, and that...
Well, that's what's been reported, that the Democrats advised him not to make a stink about it. I don't really know what the truth is. I have a feeling it must still rankle, because every once in a while, reporters will say that they've talked with him, and he'll say something about it, and every time you quote him on that, then he always denies it. But I think we really have got to be proactive here, and I think we have got to be really vigilant. Gail, I thank you very much for the call. 349-1320, Marjorie in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hi, Enid. You told about Arnold making a tape of every little movement he's making.
Yes, if he goes to the bathroom, I'll bet you that's on video, too.
I bet you're right.
If he has a little too many baked beans, I imagine that there's a smell-o video that goes along with it, so you have the full frontal experience, the full, not frontal, rectal experience.
Ready or not. Listen, remember when Orrin Hatch tried to introduce a bill so that a non-native-born person could become president, and he had Arnold in mind? Wouldn't that be lovely?
Well, who knows what Arnold wants to do? It's been speculated that he wants to be, that this is a stepping stone to becoming a senator, or, you know, listen, Ronald Reagan was also the governor of California, and he became president.
You know, I want to say something, too, if I may, about his wife, his Kennedy, half-Kennedy wife. Everyone thinks she's so lovely, and you know what? She's with him. And to me, that tells the story of the kind of person she is. Sorry to say, she's with him.
Oh, you mean what did she see in him?
Well, she's the same kind of person, or she wouldn't be with him all this time.
Well, I imagine that that's true. Marjorie, I thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein. You are listening to the Monday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Our weather is just nice, and you need to step outside because we've got a little bit of breeze going on, though, 88 degrees. Lows tonight, we're going to see right around 55 in our traffic. Just a jam-packed on South Bend 90 now. We got a couple of crashes from 47th, Fruit Ridge Road, Mack Road, Shelton. It looks like Laguna Boulevard and Elk Grove Boulevard and South Bend 99. Oh, and here's another one, Consumnes River College. Now, that's just, you know, par for the course over there when it's just so slow and everybody wants to speed up. South Bend 99 just south of Sutterville Road. There we go again. And westbound Florin Road en route to South Bend 99. That is stopping traffic there as well. Enid Live continues. You can log on and email Enid at 1320leftchannel.com.
I wanted it all. Intelligence, great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now, I have it all.
This woman is talking about her Renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Now you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 Renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Hall's Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and now in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. SMUD financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th.
AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel, invites you to the People Before Politics Picnic and Rally, hosted by Rob Haswell, Democratic candidate for the 4th Assembly District, on Sunday, September 24th from 1 to 6 p.m. at Camp Lotus in Coloma. Bring the family and friends to this free event, featuring live music by Mother Jones and the Jim Dyer Band. The Haswell campaign bus makes its last whistle stop of the campaign on the American River at Camp Lotus for an old-fashioned picnic with free barbecue and fresh farm foods growing in our very own Sierra foothills. And there will be games and other activities for the kids. Rob Haswell will be joined by special guests, including State Senator-to-be Daryl Steinberg and former Congressman Pete McCloskey. Don't miss an afternoon on the American River at Camp Lotus in Coloma on Sunday, September 24th from 1 to 6, and enjoy a great afternoon of politics, food, and live music. For more information, go to robhaswellforassembly.com or call 530-889-2278.
At Cache Creek Casino Resort, win fast, win often with Cash Fever Jackpots. Jackpots start at $20,000 and are guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Every time a Cash Fever jackpot hits, a Cash Club player wins just for playing with their card. Plus, you can check the Cash Fever jackpot total and your Cash Club points online now at CashCreek.com. So join Cash Club today and get the fever. Cache Creek Casino Resort.
AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel, and Freedom from War invite you to take part in a week of education and entertainment. The first annual Week of Peace is Sunday, October 1st through Saturday, October 7th. The week includes daily events, including a Peace Awards dinner, the screening of the extraordinary film Beyond Treason, a panel discussion on peace featuring congressional candidates, a jazz mixer, and more. The Week of Peace is a unique opportunity to explore with others the realization of a world of nonviolence, peace, and social justice. For more information, log on to freedomfromwar.org or go to the events page at 1320leftchannel.com. Find out how you can purchase a passport to all of the events with your $50 donation going to your favorite peace organization. So join AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel and Freedom from War and stand up for peace by taking part in Peace Week, October 1st through October 7th.
For a good time, call Enid at 349-1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
9:50 on the Monday edition of Enid Barely Live. I'm yours until 7. I am 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. You can email me, Enid at kctc.com. You can call me at 349-1320 or 866-626-1320. And we stream live 1320leftchannel.com. We're talking about the polls. We're anticipating major problems at the polls because of the e-voting. The Rasmussen report says that they have gone from saying, from predicting that it was going to be 50 to 45 in terms of the Senate to 49-48 with the tilt going to the GOP. And even if it's a 40, you know, if even if it's an even split, which, how, you know, it's not, let's see, noted that even if the GOP and Democrats were to split evenly, Dick Cheney would be entitled to the deciding vote. So you can't, you know, you can't be an even split. It's got to be, you've got to have a Democratic majority. So, with the problems anticipated at the polls, my God, what now? What happens? A wave of party switchers, however, is hitting Republicans. Now, I'm getting multiple reports. I'm getting reports that many Republicans they're very angry at what the administration is doing, but they want to keep the Republican agenda going, that the Democrats haven't offered a sufficient roadmap and so on. And now it's being reported from another source that a trend of local, below-the-radar party switches is undercutting Republicans as they face the sternest challenge in a decade to one-party control of Congress and several state legislatures. Such party switching by elected officials often indicates that the label they are shedding has lost appeal and foreshadows poor performance at the polls. Some recent switchers are exiting GOP ranks with a bang. So this, the moderate Republican has been pushed aside for the extreme right wing, and so Republican office holders are switching and becoming Democrats. I hope that that's a harbinger, but I don't think the Democrats can really lay back and think that things are going to go their way. Al Franken is being described as a formidable fundraiser. He is apparently our own Al Franken is being described as a new Democratic powerhouse. His political action committee, which is called Midwest Values, has raised more than $800,000, so almost $1 million, that he's spreading to Democratic candidates in Minnesota and across the country. Potentially, he is a huge player, said a professor in St. Paul who studies money and politics. If Franken spends all the political funds he's raising, his group would be one of the top two or three PACs expending money in the state of Minnesota. Franken, who is a best-selling author as well as being an Air America radio host, grew up in St. Louis Park in, I guess that's Minneapolis, could be the ultimate beneficiary if he cashes in his chits and runs for the Senate in 2008 against Minnesota Republican Senator Norm Coleman. And the speculation is that he will run and that all this is exploratory. So I don't know what's going to happen. But apparently he's been able to raise quite a lot of money and make himself a really viable political force in Democratic politics. He moved to Minneapolis from New York this year, and he said he might form an exploratory committee for that race early next year. He's raising campaign money from a variety of sources, from the entertainment industry on both coasts and elsewhere. Contributors to Al Franken's PAC include Barbara Streisand, Phil Donahue, Larry Hagman, and Norman Lear from the entertainment industry, former Minnesota Governor Wendell Anderson, and Minneapolis Attorney Sam Kaplan. Franken deliberately chose the title Midwest Values because he didn't want the right wing to have the franchise on being people who have values. Well, what kind of values do they have? Values that are that make them more corrupt. I don't know if you're following this story, but it's just mind-boggling. There is a liberal Pasadena church. It is facing an IRS investigation because a retired minister gave a speech saying that the war was wrong. And now the IRS has come down hard on them and wants them to divulge all kinds of information and all this, of course, before the election. And the church is digging in its heels. It may defy the IRS and demand, instead of a private closed hearing, it's being reported that this church may demand a more public forum. A liberal Pasadena church facing an IRS investigation over alleged politicking sounded a defiant note, with its leaders and many congregants saying the probe amounted to an assault on their constitutional rights. The people are offended. Freedom of speech and freedom of religion have been assaulted by this act of the IRS. I mean, remember all those churches in which the ministers were telling the congregants to vote for Dickey? This probe even surprised Americans United for Separation of Church and State, which we have had Barry Lynn on, who is their spokesperson and the head of that organization. He said, I've never heard of a church being asked to undergo such a sweeping, broad, and deep investigation on the basis of a complaint about a single sermon by a guest speaker. One complaint about a single sermon by a guest speaker. Can you believe that? (349) 1320 866 626 1320 And it's not only the left that's riled by this investigation, but so is the right. George Soros is saying that Democrats should subpoena the Dickey. Should Democrats retake the House in November, George Soros said they should have one priority, subpoena President George W. Bush.
Sacramento's Left Channel, streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. There's progress, apparently, in the negotiations between President Bush and key Senate Republicans on the handling of suspected terrorists. CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Bob Schieffer reports they're talking.
The White House is giving the Senate Armed Services Committee a revised written proposal. There's no deal yet, but the two sides have been talking all day, and one of the people familiar with all this says the doors are open again, and both sides now believe there's a good chance to find an agreement.
One of the central players, South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham, was a guest on the CBS News broadcast Face the Nation yesterday. White House National Security Advisor Stephen Hadley also appeared, and they huddled for 45 minutes in the green room. Graham now says that private talk is what got things moving. An update on the spinach-related E. coli outbreak.
At 114 cases in 21 states, That's a slight increase in states. It was 19.
Dr. David Acheson at the FDA says they still haven't found the source, but there's no evidence of tampering with spinach products. A New England couple allegedly kidnapped their 19-year-old daughter after discovering that she's pregnant. WBZ Radio's Mark Caddick has the story.
Authorities say Nicholas and Lola Comp tied up their daughter in Maine and were heading to New York to force her to get an abortion. Caitlin Comp escaped in Salem, New Hampshire. At the parents' arraignment, defense attorney Mark Sisti says it's all been blown out of proportion.
Frankly, what was going on during the course of time here was a family trying to figure out a very touchy situation.
Prosecutor Ryan McFarland says they threatened to kill her and the unborn child.
The nature of the threats were just to harm the people involved.
Police say a rifle was found in the car and Nicholas Kampf was carrying ammunition. Mark Caddick, CBS News, Salem, New Hampshire.
One New Jersey teenager carries a lot of baggage when he tries to go out on a date. 2 years ago, the boy, who's now 17, pleaded guilty to molesting his half-sister. He got probation, but the judge ordered him to register as a sex offender and to inform the parents of any girl he dates about his record. The boy appealed the sentence, but today the state Supreme Court refused to hear the case. Big buzz in Detroit. Published reports say senior executives at Ford and General Motors have talked about some kind of alliance, even a possible merger. WWJ Radio's Jeff Gilbert reports.
GM will only say they are not currently in talks with Ford. The Wall Street Journal reports the two companies talked once and decided against an alliance. Jim Hall, who's an analyst for Auto Pacific, says GM and Ford could still find ways to work together on things that customers don't see.
The savings they realize are, the upside potential is astonishing, and it can be done in a way that's transparent to the customer.
GM and Ford recently worked together to develop an all-new transmission. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
The Dow slipped 5 points today, closing at 11,555. The Nasdaq virtually unchanged at 2,235. This is CBS News.
Need a new roof? The Home Depot can solve your roofing problems with Timberland shingles from GAF, North America's number one roof. And in most areas, our home services experts can even install your new roof. Call 1-800-HOME-DEPOT today. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. See store for license numbers.
There's nothing small about today's small business. Big hours make up big work weeks. Every meeting is a big meeting. Every call is a big call. When the only printer for all the computers breaks down, it's a big problem. And now, thanks to Aflac, even small business insurance has gone big. Introducing Aflac for Small Business. Now, your small business can have the same great Aflac products and service the big guys get. For more information, call 1-800-99-AFLAC or visit aflacsb.com.
Aflac!
For small business, American Family Life Assurance Company of Columbus, Aflac.
Need a new roof? The Home Depot can solve your roofing problems with Timberland shingles from GAF, North America's number one roof. And in most areas, our home services experts can even install your new roof. Call 1-800-HOME-DEPOT today. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. See store for license numbers.
The latest report from the FBI is out, and it's a crime.
We're seeing a significant departure from the past 10 years of flat crime rates. Violent crime in many cities across the country is significantly increasing.
Chuck Wexler of the Police Executive Research Forum. Overall, violent crime was up 2.3% last year. A tale of two robbers, one overdressed, one underdressed. In Kingston, New Hampshire, an armed man wearing a tuxedo held up a local store, then led police on a 100-mile-per-hour chase before he crashed his car and ran into the woods. They found him later strolling around in shorts and sipping iced tea. In Guerneville, California, police say a man who tried to steal liquor from a supermarket tried to elude pursuing officers by stripping naked and jumping into the Russian River. When he saw cops waiting on the other side, he tried to swim downstream but got sucked into a vortex and struggled to stay afloat. Deputies went out in a raft and hauled him in, naked, wet, and exhausted. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
Deep inside
the Solar Syndicate in
AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel invites you to the 5th Annual Voters Education and Candidates Forum 2006 at the Radisson on Saturday, October 7th from 1 p.m. to 5:30. This free event presented by the Asian Pacific Islander American Public Affairs Association is your opportunity to hear candidates running for office, including a debate between California Lieutenant Governor Hopefuls John Garamendi and Tom McClintock. Also expect a lively debate on the downtown sports arena issue between supporters including Daryl Steinberg and foes like Assemblymember Dave Jones.
You can also win one of two $1,000 cash raffle prizes for taking a day off from work to vote.
Be an informed voter. Join 1,000 other interested citizens at this year's Voter Education and Candidates Forum 2006 at the Radisson on Saturday, October 7th from 1 to 5:30 p.m. More information is at APAPA.org.
That address again is APAPA.org.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? Want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sackjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sackjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sackjobs.com is a click away. At sackjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
More buzz than an afternoon caffeine break. It's Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. A liberal dose of the truth applied daily.
Seven minutes after five. Welcome to the Monday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. And I'm sort of barely live, so I'm really inviting your phone calls today, 916-349-1320 or 866-626-1320. It's just a bad cold that has sort of attacked what laughingly refer to themselves as my vocal cords. You can email me, Enid at kctc.com, and we stream live at 1320leftchannel.com. And if you're just joining us, you've missed a wonderful author, Edward P. Jones, his new book, All Antaker's Children. It's gotten fantastic review, really just magnificent reviews. And just to give you a flavor of what we've got cooking tomorrow, we're going to be joined by Shelley Lewis, who is a co-creator of Air America Radio. And she has a brand new book out on politics called Naked Republicans, A Full Frontal Exposure of Right-Wing Hypocrisy and Greed. So she'll be joining us tomorrow. Everything is in the 4 o'clock hour. Wednesday, we're going to be joined by Bill Durston, who's an ER doc, and God knows we need his services right now at All Girl Radio. Everybody could use his services today. We have everything cooking. And he will be joining us Wednesday, live in studio. And he is running challenging. He's the challenger to Dan Lundgren, and everybody who has met him thinks the world of him, including the doctor who was examining my eyes, who is a big supporter of his. So I got the spiel while my eyes were getting examined, and I thought, well, I've been hearing good things about him. I've never met him. I don't even know what he looks like. Let's have him in. You guys can make up your minds and see how you feel about him. We are also going to be joined by next Wednesday, or Wednesday the 26th, we're going to be joined by a great favorite. If you've loved the number one ladies detective agency series, and this, I just loved it. And this was the most remarkable publishing story. The author is Alexander McCall Smith. He lives in Scotland. And in his other life, he is an attorney, and he teaches law, I think, at Edinburgh University, and specializes, as I recall, in medical malpractice. But he is a prolific writer. I mean, he is just writing all over the place all the time. He's probably written 5 million different series. Sometimes his books are malpractice textbooks. Sometimes they're series. And through a series of, it was word of mouth, as I recall the story. He writes this book set in Botswana. Wait a minute, am I right about that? Yes, I think I am. The number one ladies detective agency. There's only one detective in all of Botswana. Now, somehow that doesn't sound right, and I've read the whole series, so tell me if I'm wrong. Correct me if I'm wrong. And the main character's name is Precious Ramatswi. And it is so gentle and lovely a series that every one of them, it was word of mouth for the first one, and then it's just taken off like wildfire. So there have been, I don't know, maybe 6 or 7. There's her sidekick, Grace Makutsi, and so on. So he now has a new series out, and I think it's starring Isabel Dalhousie, and I think I read one of the books in the series. So there's another, and it was Sunday Philosophy Club series, and this is the third installment. And it's The Right Attitude to Reign is the name of the book. So he is going to be joining us live in studio because he's here. California Lectures have brought him in. He's going to be at the Crest Theater. And as I have more information about that, I'll share it with you. And Friday, September 29th, a great favorite of ours, Biba Kajana will be with us live in studio, Biba's Restaurant. Perhaps the finest restaurant in all of Sacramento has a new book. She has a new cookbook out called Biba's Italy, Favorite Recipes from the Splendid Cities. And I keep hoping against hope that I could learn to cook just by osmosis if I have her in the studio. But I'm sure that that's hoping for way more than anybody can deliver. If you're just joining us, we've been talking about a lot of things. We began by talking about the Doolittle, the Bee's endorsement of Charlie Brown over Doolittle. And I think that's going to open the door to a lot of money. We have been talking about a lot of political stuff. We've been talking about you can't rest on your laurels because I think the Republicans will do everything it takes to win the election. And I want to move on to why Dickey thinks he wants to torture people and why he wants to bend the rules so that he can torture people. I mean, that is... nobody's asking the question, why do they want to bend the Geneva Convention rules so that we can torture people? Because we know that when you torture people, you get what they think you want from them, even if it's not true, because they want the torture to stop. You'd tell them anything if you were being tortured, wouldn't you? It's not a way to get information out of people. 349-1328-66-626-1320. But before we go there, if you think that you are insured against illness, maybe you better rethink that. If you think you have health insurance, maybe what you have is the illusion of insurance instead of the thing that really is insurance. I have, and I want to share stories with you, because here we are in the ER room, in the ER department of AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel today. But there are all these little rules and regulations. If you want to have if you go to the doctor, and I'm finding this out with our insurance. Fortunately, I don't have to use health insurance too much. I've been lucky. I'm going to knock on wood, which is, I guess, my head right now. But I haven't heard, found out the bad ins and outs as many of you might have with insurance. But there are things like if you go to the doctor and you have an x-ray, if he does the x-ray in his office, then the insurance will pay for it. But if you have to go down the hall, same facility, not a separate facility, but the same facility, just in a different room down the hall, well, then they won't pay for it. I mean, so what's the difference? I don't get that. All right, Los Angeles Times. When Steve and Leslie Schaefer's daughter, Salah, was diagnosed at age 4 with a potentially fatal tumor in her jaw, they figured their health insurance would cover the bulk of her treatment costs. Instead, almost 2 years later, this California couple faces more than $60,000 in medical bills and fear the loss of their dream home. They struggle to stave off creditors as they try to figure out how the daughter can keep seeing the physician they credit with saving her life. We're in big trouble, said the mother. Shortly after the daughter's medical bills hit $20,000, listen to this, Blue Cross stopped covering them and eventually canceled her coverage retroactively, refusing to pay for treatment, including surgery, that Blue Cross had already authorized in advance. So they authorized the surgery. When the medical bills hit $20,000, Blue Cross stopped covering them, canceled the coverage retroactively, refused to pay for treatment, including the surgery that it had previously authorized in advance. The company accused the family of failing to disclose in their coverage application an undiagnosed bump on the daughter's chin and physician's visits for croup. Had that been disclosed, the insurer said in a letter, it would not have insured the daughter. The family say they weren't trying to hide anything. When they applied for coverage, the daughter did not have a tumor, at least as far as they or any physician knew. The doctor visits occurred after the mother filled out the paperwork, and they seemed routine, the family says. They believe Blue Cross was looking for any excuse to dump their daughter and dodge her bills. So, there are 46 million of us who have no health insurance at all. 46 million of us in this country who have no health insurance. Wait a minute. Yes, in this country. I forget now the number in California. But 46 million of us is the figure I recall in this country who have no health insurance. Arnold is not going to go for universal coverage, apparently. And those people, those of us who think we have health insurance, well, if you get sick, they only want you if you're healthy. If you get sick and you actually need to invoke your health insurance, for some people, it's like, adios, we don't want you. We throw you out of the system. They want people who are healthier and younger. Cancellations like this one that I have just detailed to you are fueling a new backlash against health plans. In a series of recent lawsuits, policyholders said they were illegally terminated, causing substantial financial hardship and jeopardizing their health care. State regulators in California are investigating and said that they were preparing to take action against Blue Cross. Another woman named Dawn Foyles, said an improper cancellation forced her and her husband to put their Southern California home up for sale. A man, Steve Lyra, says a cancellation based on a condition he doesn't even have cost him the chance to become a firefighter. George Nazaretian and his wife are struggling to save their Van Nuys home and get care for their disabled twin daughters, even as their medical bills approach $1 million. I want to say something here, and particularly to smug Republicans who think that everybody can pull themselves up by their own bootstraps. If anything ever happens to you medically, and for some reason you don't have the insurance, or you think you do have the insurance, and they cancel you or they won't pay for the significant treatment you might need, you could be toast overnight. Those medical bills can add up. I mean, the horror stories here are just amazing. These suits that are being filed in California are accusing health plans of dumping sick policyholders without evidence that the consumers intentionally omitted information about their medical condition and history. More than 2 million California residents buy their own health policies. In the case of, you know, in the case of most of these people, they all thought that they were covered. Initially, in the Schaefer's case, Stephen Leslie Schaefer saw their $498 monthly premium as the price of peace of mind. He's a self-employed tile installer. She is a stay-at-home mother. They wanted to make sure that they and their two children got whatever care they needed and that the bills would never bury them. So 2 years ago, they bought a family health policy from a Blue Cross affiliate. BC Life and Health, it's called. Only a couple of months later, the daughter's diagnosis, aggressive fibromatosis, an extremely rare and fast-growing tumor, put that policy to the test. Initially, Blue Cross paid for her care. But when the bill surpassed $20,000, it stopped. Then after collecting the family's premiums for most of a year, Blue Cross canceled the daughter, saying her parents left out key information on the application for coverage, the business about the tumor, which she didn't have when they applied, and the business about seeing the doctor for croup. A review of depositions in this case, another case, shows that health plans routinely scrutinize your medical records back 10 years or more when subscribers submit claims for certain conditions within 2 years of signing up for coverage. If health plans find information in the records that was absent from the application, they cancel, often without finding out whether the discrepancy was an intentional lie or an honest mistake. The enforcement chief for the Department of Managed Health Care said that the law was clear. Health plans are not supposed to be waiting until they get a huge claim, and then trying to find a way out of it. My question is, has this actually occurred to you, for you? Has this happened to you? Did you think you had health coverage, and you didn't? Here's a woman, Irene Greco, knew that she would have to pay for her out of her own pocket to use the surgeon that she wanted, rather than one that her insurer's network that was in her insurer's network. But she thought she knew how much the additional cost would be. She was wrong by almost $5,000. She had her operation at a hospital that was in the Oxford Health Plans network. But Oxford, her insurer, says that because the surgeon was outside its network of doctors, the hospital bill as a whole would also be considered out of network. In other words, She thought that had she been in the network, and this is a United Health Group insurance operation. She knew that the surgeon she wanted to use was not in network, but that the hospital was in network. So she figured she'd just pay whatever the surgeon was going to charge her. What she found out is because the surgeon was out of network, even though it was the same hospital she was going to use, had she used the in-network doctor, and that was covered, they were not going to cover it as an in-network hospital stay. Because the doctor was out of network, suddenly the hospital became out of network as well. Now, I would like to hear from you some issues that have come up with your insurance. 349-1320, 866-620-61320. I mean, if Arnold cared about us, he would sign the universal health care bill that was submitted to him that Sheila Kuehl was that Sheila Kuehl carried. 349-1320, 866-620-61320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Monday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Well, we've got some traffic going on southbound 99. Some. We have six accidents going along there. I guess it's Monday. I can hardly wait for the doctor to get here Wednesday. We have got Mack Road, Elk Grove Boulevard, Sheldon Road, Stockton, and it looks like right by the Fruit Ridge Road. That one's getting cleaned up, though. Hit and Run, capital of California. We have four of them. Little Valley Road at 49, West 4th Street at Q Street, and we have a Calvine Road at Elk Grove, Florence Road. Enid Live continues. We're at 88 here at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Dialing for democracy. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel, invites you to the 5th Annual Voters Education Candidates Forum 2006 at the Radisson on Saturday, October 7th from 1 p.m. to 5:30. This free event presented by the Asian Pacific Islander American Public Affairs Association is your opportunity to hear candidates running for office, including a debate between California Lieutenant Governor hopefuls John Garamendi and Tom McClintock. Also expect a lively debate on the downtown sports arena issue between supporters including Daryl Steinberg and foes like Assemblymember Dave Jones.
You can also win one of two $1,000 cash raffle prizes for taking a day off from work to vote.
Be an informed voter. Join 1,000 other interested citizens at this year's Voter Education and Candidates Forum 2006 at the Radisson on Saturday, October 7th from 1 to 5:30 p.m. More information is at apapa.org. That address again is apapa.org.
How would you like to cut your mortgage?
About gas prices. It's good that it costs a lot, and not just because the sales tax will help pay for our twice-a-year governor elections. It's also good if it makes you think of walking the three blocks from your house to Del Taco instead of taking the Land Cruiser. Gasoline costs a lot because we have to find it, bribe or kill the people who live on top of it. Extract it, refine it, ship it, and pump it. You'll pay $2 a gallon, and you'll like it because you know what the alternative is. Riding on the bus with poor people. New rule. Call things what they are. If your morning coffee contains crushed ice, whipped cream, and caramel, it's a milkshake.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
I wanted it all. Intelligence, great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now, I have it all.
This woman is talking about her Renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Now you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 Renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Halls Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and now in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. Smud financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th.
Take the morning retort with Scott and Sam.
To understand it.
Miss Romney.
What drives people?
Massachusetts governor. If he can't protect his own citizens from tunnels, how will he protect you from terrorists? Done. Campaign is dead. See how easy it was?
It was that easy.
See, that's the problem on the left. You're the problem right there. You think you get all the answers to all the little questions that does not drive a lot of people outside of both coasts, outside of California and New York. Northeast. I mean, this is not the world. This is not the center of the universe, Mr. Sims.
Mitt Romney gets the nomination. The tunnels win. Think about it. Taurus, Terra, Earth, tunnels.
Do the math, Scott!
It's very erotic. I'm being turned on by all this talk.
Scott and Sims, mornings 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
In the left lane all the way home with Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
On the Monday edition of Enid Live, I apologize to you for the state of my voice, but I have a kind of a bad cold. I didn't think it hadn't gone into my voice until I started to try to talk to you today. And then it did, and then it was too late to do anything about it. So I'm inviting you to call. We're employing the sympathy factor today, 349-1320, 866-626-1320, so that you can do more of the talking and I can do a little bit less of it because I think you're probably kind of annoying. But I'm asking for insurance stories because you think that you are insured, and the minute you come down with something, you're not insured. Even when they've authorized that you can have the surgery or you can do this, you can do that, and then they pull it and then they retroactively say, hey, we authorized it, but too bad, we're not authorizing it and you owe us all this money. Or in the case of one woman who was going to go out of network with her surgeon, but and the hospital was in network, well, she finds out that just because the surgeon was out of network, the insurance company's treating the hospital. The same hospital that would have been in network had she used an in-network surgeon is going to be treated as out of network. So she thought, well, she'll pick up whatever the surgeon costs. And she finds out the hard way that she's now got to eat the whole thing. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. And nobody is putting the brakes on these people. And if there isn't universal health care, I think it's only going to get worse. So if you're in a situation where you think you have coverage, you just better hope that you stay as healthy as you possibly can. Ted in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Ted.
Oh, hi, Enid. You know, just to give you an idea how broken the system is, even when I had insurance, I was self-employed for a time when my daughter was born, and even having insurance, it doesn't really save you that much because my daughter was a preemie, and the bill came to $100,000, and I'm sitting there with a 20% my share deductible. And so the baby cost me $20,000, and you know, some families, that'll break their back. It almost broke mine.
Wow.
So even when you have insurance, it doesn't do the job. It was horrible. I mean, I'm sitting there going, well, we've got to do this. I mean, the baby's going to be born, and then the bill comes, and I'm $20,000 in the hole. Had she been a normal birth, it wouldn't have been that bad, but who knows what you're going to get.
Wow. And are you still self-employed? You still have insurance?
Oh, no. No, I have better insurance now, but through my employment, but it didn't help then.
Well, I hope it's better. I hope you don't ever have to put it to the test.
Yeah, I hope not. I've been lucky that personally I've been healthy, and so has my wife, but my son was also a preemie, and I took a job so that I'd have 100% coverage, and he was about $50,000, but thank God I had full coverage for that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ted, I'm glad that you called, and thanks very much for doing it. 349-1320, 866-620-61320. You have an insurance horror story, and if you're with some of these insurance companies, you don't have to give your real name, but we would like to know what's really going on the inside. The state of California is taking an interest in all this. But your governor, who is happy to seduce you out of your vote, he doesn't think that we need universal health care because, you know, he said we can't afford it. Isn't that amazing? We can't afford it. Marjorie, we can't afford not to have it. Marjorie in Lincoln, hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. I'd like to make a comment about the lady who was told that her hospital would be ruled out of system.
Yes.
I hope that she did, but if she hasn't, I have been a nurse for almost 40 years.
Uh-huh.
And I am telling you, you fight these bastards. You fight. I'm sorry, I don't know any other words to use.
Good for you.
It just makes me furious. And
well, as a nurse, you've seen this happen constantly?
Oh, yes, I have. And it's just hideous. These guys, I don't have any nice names at all. And you must fight. They think they can wear you down. And especially if people are older, they think, oh, well, they don't know any better. And they're old and they're used to accepting what the doctor or the insurance company says as gospel, which a lot of old people are, but you need to get an advocate, and you need to fight and fight and fight, and you keep fighting because they think that you can wear them down. But the ones that I've been involved in personally as the advocate, in the end, we won. But this was after maybe a year and a half of fighting.
So you really, you know, so here you are, you're already sick. Or you wouldn't have needed the health care, so you're not at the top of your game usually, and this is where they zonk you. So it's not it's bad enough you got sick, and now they're making you even sicker by refusing to pay for it or aggravating you, and you've got to fight them when you presumably you don't have as many resources as when you're well.
So now they're trying to get well. Now they've got a big depression problem, and now they've got a huge anxiety problem over these unscrupulous health care agencies that are doing all the things that you have talked about. And the only advice that I have, I mean, I fought on my own for my own self, but, and I don't get nervous about it, but most people get so anxious that they actually develop a depression over it. And it doesn't make any difference.
Well, and the depression, whatever's going on with you physically, the depression certainly doesn't help you.
Oh,
it makes everything worse.
No.
Oh, Marjorie, I thank you very much for calling, and I thank you for the good advice. On that matter of the woman who thought that she was going out of network, I forgot the kicker to this, so hear me out. She knew she was going to have to pay the surgeon out of her pocket because she liked him. She thought he could do a good job for her. But he was not in network. The hospital was in network. So she goes ahead with the surgery, and I think she had the, for some reason, she had the assurance that the because the hospital was in network, she'd only pay the additional for the surgeon. Well, it was in network. But if you use, listen to the rules, but if you use an out-of-network surgeon, suddenly it becomes out-of-network. And they bill you for it at that high, high, high rate. But that isn't the end of the story. The end of the story is that Oxford, which is part of United Health Group, paid the hospital, reimbursed the hospital on the in-network rate, even though it charged its own insured, its own customer, at the out-of-network rate. So its deal with the hospital was to pay the in-network rate, but it charged this woman the out-of-network rate. Now, if there isn't a law about this, then there has to be a law about this. This is as unscrupulous as it gets, that people, these insurance companies, and they are the richest in the country, prey on people who are sick and dying and not in their best shape to fight, and who don't probably have the legal resources and presumably not the monetary resources to go forward. 349-1320. Have you got a story to share? 866-626-1320. Richard in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Richard.
Oh, hi, Enid. First of all, I think that these insurance companies often deny, deny, deny. That's the whole thing. So it's important for people like myself and my wife on different occasions to go through the appeal process and contact the insurance commission. I think Garamendi used to be...
Garamendi, the insurance commissioner.
You're right. He
still is.
Their office is helpful in that regard. They send out their form letters, and there's a whole paper process. But the person that's having trouble with the insurance company has to be on top of it.
When you're sick and you're woozy on meds, how on top of it are you really?
Oh, well, you have pneumonia. You know, you name it, and the insurance company, whether it be for home insurance problems or health problems, every one of us must have gone through a ridiculous denial. My wife broke her ankle once, and she was 55 or something like that, and besides other injuries, and the doctor prescribed a wheelchair, and they wouldn't give her the wheelchair.
Why?
I mean, as a rental. They wanted her to be on crutches like a teenager. You know, I mean, it's an amazing thing. They of course, gave up after a while. They denied me. I had a surgery and everything else on the throat, and what I needed was I was prescribed a dental appliance, and they said, we don't do dental. But it was a medical prescription, and in the end, they paid for it. But it was so many appeals, so many... it's just an amazing thing. I think you just have to gear up for it. That's the way they are. But the insurance commission's office is one of the things that people ought to do. They welcome it, and they do push paper on it.
Okay.
So I think it's important.
Well, our last caller, who was a nurse, said she's been doing this for 40 years, and she said people just have to keep fighting, and eventually they often prevail. Maybe not always, but often prevail. But you just have to keep fighting at a time when you probably don't have the physical strength for the fight. And she makes a good point. You become depressed over it, and you become anxious over it. It can alter everything.
I hope you do something for your cold, Enid.
Thank you, Richard.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Goodbye. 349-1320. Well, here's what I'm soliciting all you guys to help moi with my cold by calling so that you can do more of the talking and I can do more of the listening. How does that sound? So we're soliciting the sympathy calls today. These are sympathy calls. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. So if you care about moi, your goddess, give me a call and share with me your insurance issues. In a trial set for November, Blue Shield is accused of canceling a guy named Steve Lehrer almost 2 years ago for failing to disclose diabetes. Now listen to this. A condition he doesn't even have. They canceled him for failing to disclose a condition he doesn't even have. And because they didn't cover him, he couldn't have certain tests that he needed in order to become a fireman. And now it's too late. Now that it's getting resolved, it's too late. That moment has passed. So things, you know, the law of unintended consequences. I mean, this just makes me livid to hear these stories. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Do you have an insurance story to tell, a horror story? And if you're in the insurance business, can you offer us some cautionary tales and some advice? Somebody once told me that if you write on your application that you have been on antidepressants, that you are always going to pay higher premiums because they think you're because they may think you're wacky. Somebody correct me if that's not the case. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Monday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
I'll tell you what, those insurance companies need to start listening to 1320 Left Channel. It's that simple. It'll make their day go better. Just like you guys that are driving on these wonderful streets of Sac. Southbound 99 is just horrendous, really. On Broadway and 99, we have a disabled vehicle. Now, here's a couple of traffic hazards. Grantline Road at White Rock Road and one at Southbound Cap City Freeway, just south of Fulton Avenue, miles away from each other, both with mattresses in the middle of the roadway. You guys need to buy some bungee cords or something. Stop using the force. Tonight, lows 55, highs coming up tomorrow, 91, 88. Enid Live continues at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Shaking up the Weasel Empire.
We'll make America where we want it to be. A literate country and a hopeful country.
It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Play perfectly. I just joined Cash Creek's Cash Club, and I received $100 in free bonus play.
Play profitably.
I just joined Cash Club and automatically got an instant shot at $1 million.
Play endlessly. Cash Creek has thousands of the newest, hottest slots, and bonus play just keeps the action going.
Play, bonusfully at Cash Creek, Northern California's only AAA four-diamond casino resort. Just join the Cash Club, and you can start out with up to $500 in free bonus play. It's like playing with their money. Well, not like it. You really are playing with their money. Plus, don't forget the instant shot at $1 million. And you can't play on an empty stomach, so they're giving away over 150 $25 dining comps every day. So you can play and dine on their dollar. Cash Creek Casino Resort. Well played. Visit by taking I-80 to 505 North and 16 West. For tickets, visit cashcreek.com or any Ticketmaster outlet.
Phones in movie theaters. Please, you're not a cardiologist on call. You're a putz whose babysitter wants to know where the ketchup is. And then you tell her in the middle of the movie. Sometimes it's so loud in the theater I can barely hear what the black people are yelling at the screen. There is a simple solution. Put your cell phone on vibrate and then up your... New rule, no more celebrating gastric bypass. Carney Wilson, Al Roker, and now Star Jones are all being heralded by the media for stapling their stomachs shut. They shouldn't be. They're not making a brave choice to change. They're giving money to doctors to reroute their ability to turn food into crap.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
At 349-1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
.44 on the Monday edition of Enid Barely Live. I'm yours until 7 if I make it that long. So I'm inviting your phone calls. I really apologize to you. I didn't realize my voice had, until I got on the air. My voice was sort of conking out on me. I've had a, been dealing with a cold here all weekend long, and but I was able to talk until it came time to talk professionally, and then guess what? I couldn't talk anymore. 349-1320 or 866-626-1320. You can email me, Enid at kctc.com. We're talking about insurance, and I just want to remind you that the fall, the new TV season starts tonight, and is it tonight or is it tomorrow night? But I think it's tonight for NBC's Studio 60 in the Sunset Strip. This is the new Aaron Sorkin, Tommy Schlamme, and they did West Wing. And the reason I care about it is that our old friend Timothy Busfield is one of the stars of the series, and these two creators do such great work together. And Tim was doing talk radio for a while. Of course, his brother Buck has the B Street Theater, and And Tim and I would sometimes do some talk shows together, and sometimes I think he filled in for me. And anyway, he's gone on to great things again. So that's tonight. You could give me your report. We're talking about insurance, and if you are in the insurance business, I certainly would like to hear from you. This is horrible, where they will insure you, they tell you your surgeries are authorized, and then the minute your bills get up beyond a certain point and you're not as healthy as they thought you were, they drop you, they tell you that the authorized surgery is no longer authorized, and then they done you for the money. I mean, it's hideousness on hideousness. And if you have had an example of this in your life, I would like to hear from you. Jacob in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Jacob. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, welcome.
Hi, how's it going?
Good.
Good. Yeah, I'd just like to comment on about that. My girlfriend got in a helicopter accident back in November of last year, and she didn't have insurance, so we went on a county medical program. Well, in order to get the proper medical care she needs to see a back specialist. Well, they've been denying her to see that specialist since November. And that's, I guess, just how the counties have been running things lately. So,
but she was uninsured.
What's that?
She was uninsured.
Yeah, she was uninsured, went on a county medical program.
And what kind of a helicopter accident was she in?
She crashed out here in Rancho Marietta, just east of Sacramento.
She was a passenger or she was a pilot?
She was a pilot.
She was a pilot of a helicopter. Now, how is it that she had no health insurance?
Well, she was working for a local ambulance company, and she had an open workers' compensation claim. And when she went part-time, she couldn't get insurance because she had an open claim.
So even if she had wanted to pay for her own insurance, you're saying she wasn't able to do so?
Yeah, because she had a open worker compensation claim.
And that prevents you from buying health insurance on your own dime?
Evidently, it prevented her from doing so.
Wow. Well, I'm sorry to hear it, but we're glad that she's pretty much okay. A helicopter crash is something that some people don't walk away from.
Yes, it certainly is.
Yeah. Jacob, thank you very much for calling us today, sharing the story. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. But this was a case, Jacob's call was a case of someone who was uninsured. There are people who buy insurance. They think they're insured. And then when they submit a claim, they find out that the insurance company doesn't want to pay for it. So they trump up all kinds of things like, well, you had a pre-existing condition. Yeah, it's called being born. If you have a pre-existing condition, who knows? You've got all kinds of things in there that are like time bombs waiting to explode. But this is the best. This woman who has an out-of-network surgeon. Her hospital is in-network, so she expects she's only going to pay for the surgeon. It turns out that they done her not only for the out-of-network surgeon at top dollar, but they say now that the hospital's going to be out-of-network because the surgeon is, even though it's the same hospital. And worse, when the insurance company paid the hospital, they reimbursed the hospital at the negotiated in-hospital rates, in-network rates, the low rates, but they billed their own insured at the out-of-network rate. Now, that is so egregious. That is so unfair. That just stinks to high heaven. And how they're able to get away with it. And in this case in Los Angeles, they said that a guy suffered from a pre-existing condition, in his case diabetes, that he never even had. You know, there were times in my life when I did not have health insurance. And I was really lucky to be in good health. And I think there were times when I had to choose early on between whether or not I would be able to join a swim club and swim, or whether I could have health insurance. And I think in those times when I had to make those decisions, I joined the swim club so I could swim, because I thought maybe that would make me healthy. The other one is you're paying all this money. It's almost like invoking an illness. So I'd rather pay for the thing that keeps you healthy if I had to make the choice. I'm not saying everybody should do this, but those were when I was in straits, those were the choices that I made. And I was a lucky person. But, you know, sometimes people go without health insurance and the worst thing happens and then you're stuck. Phil in El Dorado Hills. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Phil.
I was wondering, how would universal health coverage fix these clerical problems that people are having? You know, because it seems it's a clerical.
These are not clerical problems. Everybody would have health insurance. That's what it would be. Everybody would be insured.
And who pays for that?
Well, who's paying for it now?
Yeah, but I mean, no, who's paying?
We are spending at least $5,000 a person for very substandard health care in this country. We are paying for it, and many people are very dissatisfied, including medical practitioners. Doctors are very dissatisfied, and they are leaving medicine in droves. It's making it harder and harder to find a good doc. And if you do have health insurance, you wind up paying a fortune. You wind up with all these little exclusions and these pieces of information. It would be way more efficient for us. It would save tremendous amounts of money. In fact, I think I have some information on that. If it were universal health care, it would save way more money than what we're spending right now.
My wife's out of Canada. She's born and raised with her mom, and her mom had a problem here just recently, where it took her at least 6 months to be seen. Up there, people stand in line for days to be seen or wait for days and days.
But they eventually get seen. Here, they don't get seen. They don't get anything, and then they get done. And they get tossed out. You've been paying your premiums. They take your money, and then they throw you out the minute they can.
At least your mother-in-law,
she may have had to wait, and she didn't get in as quickly as she did, but she probably got seen, she probably got what she needed, and she got it at a very reasonable amount of money. We are spending a fortune, and many, many people... And many, yeah, but she finally got something. But we are here. You have a situation here, Phil, where people don't get seen at all, where they don't get what they need, and if they happen to be communicable, if they happen to have that strain of TB that is resistant to drugs, then the rest of us are also at risk. So if you're saying that you think this is going to save us money, you're really wrong about it. It's not going to save us anything at all. In fact, the system that we have now is the most expensive form and the most wasteful form that exists. 349-1320-866-620-613-20. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Monday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much. We have a lot of things going on southbound 99 and southbound I-5 by J Street. We have a four-car crash. A couple of mattresses in the roadway, Grant Line Road and White Walk Road. We have westbound 50 to southbound I-5. And it looks like Roseville-Madison Avenue on the way there and I-80. We have a three-car crash. Enid Live continues. We're at 88 at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hey, Heidi, check out the internet.
It's not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes. Tubes. Why? Enormous tubes. Massive, massive tubes. It really is the internet consumer bill of rights. Because he got tangled up with all of these things that are going on the internet commercially. The world has turned against this. If your own personal internet, that is you and me. You and me, tubes. The internet is not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
It's a series of tubes.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? Want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sacjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sacjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sacjobs.com is a click away. At sacjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
20 Sacramento's Left Channel invites you to the People Before Politics Picnic and Rally, hosted by Rob Haswell, Democratic candidate for the 4th Assembly District, on Sunday, September 24th from 1 to 6 p.m. at Camp Lotus in Coloma. Bring the family and friends to this free event, featuring live music by Mother Jones and the Jim Dyer Band. The Haswell campaign bus makes its last whistle stop of the campaign on the American River at Camp Lotus for an old-fashioned picnic with free barbecue and fresh farm foods grown Norlin in our very own Sierra Foothills. And there will be games and other activities for the kids. Rob Haswell will be joined by special guests, including State Senator-to-be Daryl Steinberg and former Congressman Pete McCloskey. Don't miss an afternoon on the American River at Camp Lotus in Coloma on Sunday, September 24th from 1 to 6, and enjoy a great afternoon of politics, food, and live music. For more information, go to robhaswellforassembly.com or call 530-889-2278.
We may not have solved America's problems yet, but we're working on it. AM 1320,
Sacramento's Left Channel.
It's your right to listen to the left.
Small town. 5:56 on the Monday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7 on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. In answer to our last caller, who wanted to know who was going to pay for this universal health care, let me just refer him to Nancy Campbell, who is President, League of Women Voters, El Dorado County. And here's what she had to say in a letter to the Bee. She said if the governor had read the bill, and this is SB 840, the governor said he didn't want government-run health care. She says if the governor had read the bill, he would not have claimed that the act would require new money and not address affordability. The analysis of the bill concludes, quote, we estimate that the act, SB 840, would achieve universal coverage while actually reducing total health spending for California by $8 billion. This is the first time the Lewin Group, a highly respected conservative firm, and this is the Lewin Group making this estimation. They've analyzed SB 840, universal health care coverage, in California. And Nancy Campbell, President, League of Women Voters, El Dorado County, says this is the first time the Lewin Group, a highly respected conservative firm,
The White House says it sent Congress a revised proposal on the handling of suspected terrorists in an attempt to bridge the gap with three influential Republican senators. CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Bob Schieffer reports there's strong desire for a compromise.
One source who backs the president says the White House understands you can't win an argument on how to treat prisoners when former POW John McCain is on the other side. And the senators recognize their party simply must unify as they head toward the fall elections.
The fact that they're talking again is enough to fuel optimism.
Both sides now want and believe that this can be settled and settled soon.
If not in the next few days, then before Congress adjourns later this month. Spinach remains conspicuously absent from your supermarket's produce section as federal investigators try to trace the source of the E. coli contamination. Dr. David Acheson of the FDA says there's one thing they're pretty sure of.
We do not consider this to be deliberate. There is always the question in the back of our mind in any outbreak of a foodborne illness as to whether it may have been a deliberate, but currently there is nothing in the epidemiology or the testing that would indicate that this is deliberate.
Outbreaks are now confirmed in 21 states. More than 100 people have gotten sick, and at least one has died. President Bush is in New York, where he'll address the UN tomorrow. CBS News correspondent Mark Noller is traveling with the president.
Setting the stage for his General Assembly speech, President Bush met with the leaders of four emerging democracies, including Malaysia, which the administration hails for its moderate Islamic government. In his UN speech, Mr. Bush will focus on efforts to defeat terrorism by spreading democracy in the Middle East, especially in Iraq, Lebanon, and the Palestinian territories.
Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad could be in the audience tomorrow, but Mr. Bush has ruled out a meeting. Violent crime is on the rise, almost across the board. CBS News reporter Stephanie Lambidakis has the FBI's final figures for 2005.
The only violent crime category to fall is forcible rape, which dropped 1.2%. Still, the numbers are sobering. 14 million arrests were made by police officers last year, while losses among property crime victims totaled $16.5 billion.
A staggering number, especially considering that property crime fell by 1.5%. Violent unrest in Hungary's capital. At least 10 people have been injured in clashes between police and protesters who stormed state television headquarters. The anger was sparked by a leaked recording that caught Hungary's prime minister admitting officials had lied about the economy. Harvard slammed the door on early admission, and now Princeton is doing the same. University President Shirley Tilghman says the elimination of early admission programs can reduce some of the frenzy, complexity, and inequity for students and their parents. The Dow down 5 points today. The Nasdaq gained a fraction. This is CBS News.
General Motors, a new level of strength, a new level of quality, a new level of confidence. Introducing the GM 100,000-mile warranty. That's 8 brands and 80 models with 100,000 miles or 5 years of limited powertrain coverage. Learn more at GM.com or visit your local GM dealer.
Tiger Balm presents football superstar Jerry Rice.
Foxtrot! I can't believe I'm dancing with Jerry Rice.
I can't believe dancing is as hard as playing wide receiver.
Tango!
I'm sorry.
You okay?
Yeah, how do you manage all the aches and pain?
Tiger Balm.
Really?
Tiger Balm works fast and lasts a long time.
Samba!
Oh, sorry, I'm such a klutz.
Maybe we should stop.
No, just get me some Tiger Balm.
You sure?
Get me the Tiger Balm.
If you suffer from aches and pains, go for the balm. Tiger Balm. Now in a convenient, easy-to-apply patch. At drugstores, mass discount stores, supermarkets, and health food stores everywhere.
General Motors, a new level of strength, a new level of quality, a new level of confidence. Introducing the GM 100,000-mile warranty. That's 8 brands and 80 models with 100,000 miles or 5 years of limited powertrain coverage. Learn more at GM.com or visit your local GM dealer.
Flower power might be the best defense against unsightly varicose veins. WTOP Radio's Eve Chen talked to an expert.
Pansy flowers, they are the only true cure for varicose veins and spider veins that we can eat naturally.
Garden guru Mike McGrath says they contain a hard-to-find nutrient called rutin.
If you get 100 milligrams of rutin a day, that will begin to build up your capillary walls.
And over time, those visible veins start to go away or keep from forming in the first place. All you need is 5 pansies a day. And he says it's the perfect time of year to plant them.
They are the single most frost-proof flower on the planet.
Eve Chen for CBS News, Washington.
Ben Chasen, a 52-year-old maintenance man in Georgia, came forward today to claim the Mega Millions lottery jackpot, $163 million. He took the lump sum, which gives him $66 million after taxes. Asked if he'll keep working, Chasen said, "I'm retired." I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
When you want to take a break,
new rule. Prince Harry is going to hurt someone.
Look at this kid. He's a thundering ball of rage. His mom's dead. His father dates rotted tree bark. His brother gets to be king, and he's destined to spend the rest of his life being photographed doing nothing. Arrest him before he kills a woman. New rule. Country music stars can't be authors. Charlie Daniels' new book, Ain't No Rag, Freedom, Family, and the Flag. It's a collection of musings by noted white trash icon Charlie Daniels on subjects ranging from American flags to American flag bumper stickers to what to do to a hippie if you catch him trying to burn your flag. Before this book, I was ambivalent on the issue of flag burning. Now I find myself reconsidering the question of book burning.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320.
New rule, one dear to my heart. Lap dancing is a First Amendment right. The L.A. City Council this week banned lap dancing. What is next, burning books? Lap dancers, or Imagineers, as I like to call them, are artists drawing you into their fantasy world, much like a skilled novelist does. If novelists had perfectly waxed bikini lines. But more importantly, lap dancers are expressing an idea called hope. The hope that someday a skinny young woman with artificial breasts and a navel piercing will want to have sex with you. And without that hope, millions of American men might just as well throw themselves into the sea.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320.
Hi, this is Jackie Schultz
and Nisa Davis Hayden
from the Studio Theater in downtown Sacramento.
And we need your support.
We have a great show at the theater, and we want to make a special offer to all of you AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel listeners. Our show is the Tony-nominated musical Pump Boys and Dinettes. Come see the show that audience members are saying will melt your troubles away.
Welcome to Highway 57, somewhere between Frog Level and Smyrna. It's 1982, and on one side of the road is a gas station run by four happy-go-lucky guys who provide service with a smile. Opposite, the Cup Sisters own the diner where fun is always on the menu.
The entire performance is filled with humor and song and transports the audience to a simpler, more relaxed time.
Each AM 1320 listener that mentions this ad gets $5 off their ticket. Pump Boys and Dinettes plays Thursdays through Saturdays at 8 and Sundays at 2 through October 8. Call the box office at 446-2668 or go to thestudiotheater.net. We need your support.
Coming to the left, it's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Seven minutes after 6 o'clock. Welcome to the Monday edition of Enid Barely Live. I'm yours until seven, and I apologize for my voice. I have a cold, or either that, or I'm turning into a boy. You can always call me 349-1320, and I'm really inviting your phone calls so that I can. You will help my voice if you call, and then I can do more listening, and you can do more talking. 866-620-61320 or. Excuse me, you can email me, enid@kctc.com. We stream live, 1320leftchannel.com. Tomorrow, we are going to be joined by Shelley Lewis, who's a co-creator of Air America Radio. She's a former television news producer. New book, Naked Republicans, A Full Frontal Exposure of Right-Wing Hypocrisy and Greed. Wednesday, Bill Durston, ER Doc, and Not a Moment Too Soon, coming in studio to tell us why we should vote for him and not Dan Lundgren. Well, I guess that answers the question right there. And next week, September 26th, Alexander McCall Smith live in the studio. The author of the whole series, The Number One Ladies Detective Agency, is a new series out. The Sunday Philosophy Club series, new book, The Right Attitude to Reign. Friday, September 29th, Biba Caggiano will be with us in studio. She has a new cookbook out, a new book, Biba's Italy, Favorite Recipes from the Splendid Cities, and it's quite a splendid cookbook, and she's runs a splendid restaurant and is quite a splendid woman. We began the show by talking about the fact that the B endorsed Charlie Brown over Doolittle. And we also mentioned somewhere along the line that MoveOn.org, the Red Hand group, are going to be staging some sort of a rally or action or whatever they call it. They've been doing it at Doolittle headquarters and anything to do with Doolittle, where they have a big red spongy hand because he's been caught red-handed. And it's to do with MoveOn.org. And they are going to... They put out a release saying that they're going to be at the country club where President Bush, Dickie, is going to be trying to shake the money tree down on behalf of Doolittle, trying to raise money for Doolittle, and that's on October the 3rd. So I shared that information. I just got an email, and this is from somebody, I don't know if he's with the Charlie Brown campaign or not. He said, I hope you tell all of your listeners not to show up at the October 3rd 2006 protest for Doolittle and Bush. Here's what he says. He says, it would be a bad idea. Doolittle could use it against Brown in November and keep Doolittle in office for another 2 years. Let me ask you a question. How is this a negative that Doolittle can use against Charlie Brown? Let's say Charlie had nothing to do with organizing and this is a MoveOn.org situation. I mean, Doolittle is such a creep. There are any number of people who do not want to see him reelected. How does this in any way, shape, or form a legitimate democratic, and I mean small d democratic, protest, how does this negatively impact Charlie Brown, and particularly if he has nothing to do with the protest or the rally or the demonstration? How does this have anything whatever to do? And why would this negatively impact Charlie? I don't get it. I really do not understand this. 349-1320, 866-620-61320. Is this coming from an excess of caution? Is this coming from an excess of fear? I don't understand it. So you tell me, because I'm from the Democrats, you better grow a pair school of behavior. Here's an email from Gregory. He says, Enid, I share your exasperation at the failure of the Angelides campaign to get its act together. Schwartzy has many vulnerabilities, but the Angelides people seem incapable of taking advantage of them. For example, recently, the author of a book on Walmart was interviewed. He mentioned that Walmart has been accused of locking its staff in stores overnight, essentially as prisoners. The California legislature passed a law banning this practice, and Arnold vetoed it. He then received a large contribution from Walmart. This to me is absolutely devastating. So why doesn't the Angelides campaign mention it? If anything would demonstrate that Arnold is Walmart's lapdog and that he cares nothing about low-income workers, this is it. Signed, Gregory. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Art, in SAC. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Art.
Hi, Enid. How are you?
I've been better.
I'm sorry to hear you're under the weather.
That's all right. My voice is.
I completely agree with you. I think that that factions of our left here have this one wrong. I see what they're trying to do by protecting Charlie Brown, and they're afraid he might lose his dead heat. But
How does this negatively affect Charlie if there's a protest, and especially if he has nothing to do with it?
No, that's what I don't understand either. But I've been writing emails to MoveOn, another part of MoveOn, I guess, and they've been very critical of me trying to get a protest started. And I'm glad that Red Hand is.
Red Hand. I think I thought Red Hand was part of MoveOn.
Yeah, you know, that's what I don't understand either, because the people who have been writing me back are also from MoveOn, so...
And what are they saying to you when you suggest...
They're basically saying that I shouldn't protest because it's a major Republican stronghold there, and that any little thing could tilt it back into...
It's a major Republican stronghold, and major Republicans are going to be there, and these are the people who aren't going to be who aren't going to be Charlie Brown supporters anyway.
Right. What I wrote back was, you know, how do you know there aren't a group of Republicans there that are sitting and waiting to see what we're going to do if we're going to stand up?
I have a better idea. You know who should do it? Republicans for Charlie Brown. People who are already Republicans. There's the idea for the campaign. Oh, I'm so brilliant today. I don't have a voice, but I'm brilliant. Okay, Art, I thank you for the call. Well, let's get it out there.
All right.
You know what? Email that to Move On.
I will.
Email it to Charlie's campaign. If anybody, thank you, Art. If anybody from Charlie's campaign or Move On or any of the protest groups are listening, here's what you do. You organize Republicans for Charlie Brown. And let them do it. Let them stage some kind of demonstration or, well, what happens when you do a demonstration or a rally? What actually is accomplished? Anything? Is anything actually accomplished? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Other than you can flip the president the bird that he doesn't even see in his blacked out windows when they're speeding past with armed people in camo with their guns trained at you, which has happened the last time he was in town. You know, people did flip him off. I saw it myself. Mike in El Dorado Hills. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Mike.
Yeah, hi, Enid. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I had a quick point to make about the this protest that up by the Serrano Country Club. I think it's saying that the Brown campaign should go and protest or encouraging Move On to go and protest is just sort of fueling the fire that Democrats haven't learned from for years and years. And you're wondering how it's going to turn back and sort of...
Yeah, what's the negative here? Why is... First of all, the Brown campaign is not promoting it, but what is the negative?
No. Listen to what I'm saying. You said that you should call Charlie Brown and say, well, let's get some Republicans for Brown to go out there, thus associating himself with it. Even if he doesn't, you're approaching this from a logical standpoint, and you're absolutely right. If some other group protests a fundraiser or an event for a candidate, and it's not linked to his opponent, it shouldn't have effect. But as you all know, the Republicans will paint it with a broad stroke. They'll say, look, you folks, if you're voting for Charlie Brown, you're supporting MoveOn.org, this radical left-wing blah, 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 blah. And that's going to scare away people who are thinking, you know, I think that Dalio is kind of, you know, is a crook and shouldn't be in Congress, and I'm not comfortable voting for him. I'm going to vote for his opponent. But instead, you're going to scare these people into thinking, well, now I'm voting for this crazy left-wing guy who might do all this, might enact policy that I don't necessarily agree with. And that's why they should stay as far away from this as possible. It's just going to come back to bite them in the backside because this is what the Republicans do best.
Well, turn it around. Supposing there were a demonstration. What does a demonstration, forget that they might use it negatively, what positive thing does a demonstration accomplish?
Absolutely nothing. When the President of the United States is yelling scream as loud as you want, and it's not going to make much of a difference because no matter how much press they try to give people who are protesting, the news is going to show President Bush speaking at the country club, and then we'll have like a few-second shot of people with yelling and protesting. But most of the coverage will be the President came here today to speak on behalf of Doolittle, who is running for, you know, Congress and blah, blah, blah.
So even if there were a demonstration, you don't think anything, positive would come out of it?
Absolutely.
And you're saying that there's the possibility for a negative downside.
It's just going to hurt Charlie Brown in the long run, and in fact,
I don't know if it is. I wonder if that. I see what you're saying, Mike. I know what you're saying. If people are that dumb, I don't think you're talking about that many people, although this is such a hard-fought thing. Maybe they need every single vote they can get. But, I mean, this is not a low-rent district economically, is it? Not really. Well, I guess there are different parts of it.
I live across the street from where the president's going to be going, but it doesn't make a difference whether the people up there are going to vote for him. It's the people in the rest of the district who are deciding whether or not they're going to vote for him.
Mike, we're going to have to say goodbye to you because you're breaking up, but I do thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Brian in Fair Oaks. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Brian.
Hey, Enid. I'm sorry you're under the weather. Check it out. I agree with Mike, the last caller. I think that ultimately it would hurt. Here's why. The people who are on the fence, exactly what he said, those people who would be willing to support a Democratic person in this position that would normally vote Republican, they're going to be scared away by anything that has to do with MoveOn.org or anything like that. So I think he's right. Mike is right.
You think that they're so wussy? These Republicans that are you know, filled with family values and they want to send your kids to Iraq, they're that wussy? You know, they're hawks.
You know, they can't have it both ways. If you support Doolittle, then what are you supporting? corruption and all that, so that doesn't sound like a good family value. So they have to do something. They can't really vote for Doolittle if they have any type of conscience whatsoever.
Well, that's an if.
It's a huge if.
It's a big if, too. Brian, I thank you very much for the call. 349-1320. Dan in Colfax. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Dan.
I couldn't agree with you more. That's a big if. That's their major birth defect. They were born without a conscience. But, you know, I got to...
Is there any insurance company? Is there any insurance company that will restore the conscience?
They're only into making money, helping people.
Well, there are people. A lot of people have had a conscienceectomy, but I'm wondering if you can do a conscience transplant.
Well, you know, I mean, just to stay on your topic there, you know, I'm really sick of hearing everybody needs to. We all need to play the shrinking violet progressive. I mean, if there's one thing we should have learned from the Republicans, they play hardball. We need to play hardball back.
Okay, so what would it consist of? Since the demonstration, what does it really accomplish? The president doesn't hear it.
Well,
if I'm being a devil's advocate, what does it accomplish? Otherwise, you know, you flip him off and you feel good, but what does it accomplish?
Well, you at least keep the fact that, you know, Doolittle's got caught his hand in the cookie jar. He's been caught red-handed. And also, you can take that red-handed to a different area. I mean, I just ordered a T-shirt from Camp Democracy, and they have a big, bloody red hand on the thing. And so they've got blood on their hands from the war as well. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, you know, we're not going to win anything just by, you know, cowering in the corner all the time, because that's what these Republicans have made us think about. We have to be ashamed of the liberal label. We have to be ashamed of everything progressive we think of. And that's, you know, they got us on the run. They keep us on the run. Unless we start fighting back, we're never going to reclaim anything because people don't have any respect for us.
All right, so what would be a good, very witty, something witty? I mean, what if there were a big name who came by, like Sean Penn or somebody? That'd be fun.
What would be a good what now?
Witty, something very witty. W-I-T-T-Y, yeah. What if you had a big name like Sean Penn or somebody like that from the Bay Area, coming in from the Bay Area?
I have things to offer you about the Angelides campaign. You know, I mean, if you were willing to listen.
I'm sorry, I'm not hearing what you're saying.
I said I got a couple things to offer about the Angelides campaign.
Well, what are they?
Well, number one is a guy a couple days ago called, and it was the first thing that I thought of. Hey, we have the party of non-privacy worried about this silly website invasion. It's absolutely ridiculous. We also have not drawn the conclusion that part of the budget problem in California is related to the oil debacle created by Enron and the likes of them, who Schwarzenegger met. And I can just visualize Schwarzenegger meeting with Ken Lay and saying, all right, how do we continue to rip off the public but make me look good? Or, you know, how do we continue to rip off do you need to stop ripping off the public because now I'm in charge? I can just see that.
I don't think a conversation like that ever happens. I think it's anything that passes between them has more subtlety than that. But anyway, I think you made some good points, though, Dan, and I thank you very much for calling. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Steve in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Hi, Steve. You're live with Enid. Are you calling from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, or Pittsburgh
no,
in East?
I'm calling from the Delta.
Oh, from the East Bay.
Yes. I wish I was calling from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. But I'm calling from locally, and I wanted to say, first of all, I love you.
Thank you.
I've been listening to your program since I've lived in the Pittsburgh area, which is in the Delta, you know.
Yes, I do. It's in the East. It's in the East Bay.
Yeah, I lived here 3 years, and when I found out you guys were on the air a little while back, I was just totally thrilled.
Oh.
I'm sorry to hear about your throat, but you know something?
Yes.
Some of the greatest speakers in the world. This just proves that you're a great speaker because you've worn your voice out.
Oh, well, thank you. I hope it grows back.
It will come back. I was, hot tea with honey and lemon. There you go.
Okay, well, we've got the hot part, but we don't have the honey and the lemon at the moment.
Okay, we'll get you some.
Okay.
Now, what I wanted to comment was about this. I am totally in agreement with you on the need for the universal health insurance, not only for California, but for the whole country. But while we're talking about California and the, what's his name, the boobin grabber? Sorry, can I say that on the radio?
Yeah, you can.
Okay, well, that fella in Sacramento, that big fella.
He's not so big. He's kind of short. But he wears a lot of makeup to make up for it.
It's all done with cameras and stilts.
Mm-hmm. Something like that.
And so what I want to say is, You know, you're correct about the figure that you're using about the $8 billion figure that we would definitely save, if not more, possibly, if we were to go to a one-payer system. We could basically keep our medical infrastructure as is in terms of our doctors and whatnot and our healthcare providers, but basically give a pink slip to every the insurance companies. The problem is, I think it stems from the very fact that we have had a private insurance industry for like all these years, is that there are so many people who receive that $8 billion every year. You know, the giant medical insurance infrastructure?
Right.
The problem is, though, it's not just them. I think that until our party, the Democratic Party, can convince the average person and everybody in this state, the average worker, people who work for a living, that it is in their best interest to take this money and put it in a big pot together, and so we can all have insurance. Until we can do that, we're messed up here, because not only are the people who own the insurance companies, the insurance stocks, they're benefiting from this, but it's
All right. So what's it going to take to get Arnold to sign it? He's not going to sign. He's not going to sign it, because you know what? These are his big. These are big contributors. He's not going to sign it.
What I think would happen, the only thing that would be required, it would absolutely necessitate, and I, God forbid, some kind of horrible biological attack or some kind of incredible health catastrophe. You know, a huge a plague of some type.
A pandemic.
Yeah, exactly. An epidemic, a pandemic of something which all people would be subject to. And until that,
and so contagious, and so like they're talking about bird flu, avian flu.
I hate to say it, but until something really hits us all really hard, the people who control the organizations and the health insurance infrastructure could care less about this, because you know they have got their health care. The people who run the show, the CEOs who make 20 and 30 and 40 million.
Yeah, they make a lot of money. It's such a scandal. We're being so ripped off. And this would have been such an opportunity. It passed both houses here. It would have saved the whole system $8 billion with a B dollar.
And guess what? That was only in the first year. My understanding is, from what I've read, in the other years, the following years could be like $12 to $15 to $20 billion a year, because once they get everything figured out and they start going for economies of scale and efficiency, they'll be undoubtedly be able to save more money every year.
Oh, Steve, thanks very much for adding that information. I really appreciate your call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Monday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Well, our weather's just looking really nice. There's a breeze. I just stepped outside. We have highs right around 91. Maybe tomorrow we're 88 degrees. Eastbound I-80 to northbound I-5, we have a three-car crash. No injuries, but emergency vehicles are blocking the lane. Our hit-and-run capital is proving its name. Southbound 99 by Fruit Ridge Road, Elk Grove Boulevard, and at Stockton. Northbound I-5 at Hood and Franklin Road, we have a three-car crash there as well. Enid Live continues, and you can log on an email if you'd like at 1320leftchannel.com. I'm Lisa West. For traffic and weather from the west, for the left, at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Sunny day with tonight's AccuTerra forecast.
And folks, wasn't it just a perfect day for a terror alert? Bone chilling in the morning, clear and present danger in the afternoon, tapering off into cold sweats at night. Tomorrow, AccuTerra is predicting 100% chance of a really big terror alert to take our mind off bad economic news. Now, Al-Qaeda cell coming down from Canada into here, the Great Lakes region, for folks in the Detroit and Saginaw, you might want to put on that extra layer of Kevlar. Our exclusive AccuTerra radar is picking up a lot of chatter out here in the Denver area, so stay away from chemical plants, nuclear facilities, and, of course, the French fries at Arby's. Here in the west, some light showers of ammonium nitrate, a little sarin gas are possible in the Los Angeles area, but don't expect loss of life. The Santa Anas are going to push all that nasty gunk out. Here's your 5-day. Yellow, bluish yellow, yellow again, yellow gradually becoming orange, and orange back into yellow. And we've got an orangish red weekend on tap, so be sure to have plenty of bottled water and canned goods on hand. And that's fair. All right, make it a great day.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
New rule. Jewish people have to start.
The Jewish population in America dropped 5% in the last decade, which may explain why this country's finances have gone to breed, you sons of Abraham, breed! We need you. Israel needs you. Kobe Bryant, Robert Blake, and Phil Spector need you. Without Jews, who's going to write all those sitcoms about blacks and Hispanics? New rule. Living in a box for 6 weeks doesn't make you a magician, it makes you homeless.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320.
This is an AM 1320 Left Channel Action Calendar. Help preserve open space in our region by attending the Sacramento Valley Conservancy's annual Treasures of the Valley event on Thursday, October 5th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at the Sacramento State Alumni Center, 6000 J Street. This fun evening spotlights local artists and includes a live and silent auction. You'll also be treated to great food, wine and beer, and jazz featuring Shake Don't Stir. Treasures of the Valley supports the Sacramento Valley Conservancy, the award-winning nonprofit land trust that is committed to preserving the beauty, character, and diversity of the Sacramento Valley landscape. That's Treasures of the Valley, Thursday, October 5th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at the Sacramento State Alumni Center. For more information, go to SacramentoValleyConservancy.org or call 916-731-8798. Left Channel Action Calendar. The creators of the local alternative cable access programs Media Edge and Sacramento Soapbox present a series of progressive films and documentaries at Sacramento's Crest Theater. Leading off the series will be The Ground Truth on Tuesday, September 19th at 5:30 p.m. and 8 p.m. This film stunned audiences at the 2006 Sundance and Nantucket Film Festivals. This powerful documentary features exclusive footage of patriotic young Americans who heeded the call for military service in Iraq. Then on Tuesday, October 10th, director Robert Greenwald's new film, Iraq for Sale, will be screened at 6 p.m. and 8 p.m. Iraq for Sale uncovers the connections between private corporations making a killing in Iraq and the decision-makers who allow them to do so. Greenwald's previous films include Walmart, The High Cost of Low Price, and Outfoxed, Rupert Murdoch's War on Journalism. Admission for each film is $10. More information is at 916-803-3909 or go to wethemedia.tv.
Talk to Enid now,
349-1320. 6:32 on the Monday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, sort of limping along here with a voice that's not up to par, and I apologize to you, but you can help me out by calling. For a good time, call Enid, 349-1320 or 866-626-1320. And what we're talking about, well, we're talking about a lot of things. We're talking about, will it hurt the Doolittle campaign if there's any demonstration when Dickey comes to town trying to raise money for, or will it hurt the Charlie Brown campaign, sorry, when Dickey comes to town trying to raise money for Deep Doolittle. Also, we've been talking about health care. And I need to add this. Do you know what's really propping up the economy? If you really want to understand what makes the economy tick these days, don't go to Silicon Valley, don't go to Wall Street, don't go to Washington. Just take a little short hop to your local hospital. Park where you don't block the ambulances and watch the unending flow of doctors, nurses, technicians, and support staff, and you will have a front row seat at the healthcare economy. Healthcare jobs are what the without healthcare jobs, the nation's labor market would be in a deep coma. Since 2001, 1.7 million new jobs have been added in the healthcare sector, which includes related industries such as pharmaceuticals and health insurance. Meanwhile, the number of private sector jobs outside healthcare is no higher than it was 5 years ago. Huey in Sac, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Hi, Huey.
Hi, how are you?
I've been better.
Okay, well, hope you get better. A couple of things. First of all, if Baby Bush comes to town for Doolittle, I think that can only help the Brown campaign because, you know, they can just draw a laser light on it and make a big fuss. On the health care issue, though, I'm going to have to respectfully disagree. I think the Sheila Kuehl proposal is way too simplistic. I think we have to recognize that the way you're going to get universal health care is frankly by what, to purists is going to seem like a jerry-rigged kind of patchwork system. But you've got to start with figuring that 75% of Americans are now covered with health care. So your problem is getting
the other
25-30%. And I think there's ways to do it with subsidized care, with bills like Carol Mason.
Well, wait a minute. What's wrong?
Bill.
What's wrong? The Lewin Group, which has never endorsed. What's wrong with the Sheila Kuehl's proposal? Because the Lewin Group, which has never endorsed a single payer system before, endorses this one, saying that in the first year alone, it will save the state $8 billion. And one of our callers said that in subsequent years, it could save even more.
If you look at single payer, though, in other countries, there's a couple of disturbing things that happen. One of them is that certain classes of people get triaged in healthcare. The other is you have...
Well, wait a minute. Don't certain classes of people get triaged right now in healthcare? If you got the money, you're going to go get the care. And if you don't have the coverage, you're going to get triaged in a different...
It's not just money. People get triaged on the basis of age in other countries. And the really insidious piece... And I'm very active in efforts to free Northern Ireland, and you read lots of articles there. And one of the
you have not, Huey, addressed the fact that this prestigious and conservative group said that California will save $8 billion. $8 billion. It's got to be better than anything we've got now. What we've got now is horrible.
What I'm suggesting,
but you're not addressing that. You got all these concerns, and you're not showing me. You're not citing me anything. You're telling me this. You're telling me that. Most people forego buying their health insurance. 9 out of 10 who tried to buy their own health insurance failed, either because the price was too steep, or because they were denied coverage due to a current medical problem or pre-existing condition.
For example, in Northern Ireland, one of the huge political complaints is that under the single-payer system, the Catholic minority is discriminated against and gets inferior health care.
It's not going to be an issue here, so don't even cite that. You know what? These are all red herrings. None of them have anything to do with anything. What about the fact that people here can't get treatment at all? Or their insurance companies authorize it and then throw them out, tell them that that the surgery that they authorized, they're not going to pay for it after all, after the surgery has been completed. I mean, you are not addressing the issue. You just got all this peripheral stuff going on, Huey.
The best thing is that you can build a plan that has subsidies.
You haven't said what's wrong with the current plan that passed both houses and a prestigious group and a conservative group that has never before endorsed such a plan, endorsed this one. It's the first time it has done so. It will save the state of California quite a lot of money, and I don't think things can get any worse than they already are. 349-1320, Rob in Lincoln. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Yeah, I think there's other callers of four that said sending a bunch of people up to protest this appearance by Bush, first of all, he's behind the country club gates. It's going to be totally counterproductive. Basically, this is basically Orange County North. This is the most Republican district in the whole state. You need to elect basically a conservative Democrat, and you're just shooting yourself in the foot. You're just giving basically the other team locker room bulletin board material by, you know, having the body piercing and the tattoo crowd show up at this point.
What makes you think it's a body piercing tattoo crowd and not middle class average Americans who think that this president is misguided and out of his mind?
What?
What are you, deaf? I just told you. Why do you say it's a body-piercing crowd? What makes you think that this isn't Physicians for Social Responsibility or middle-class Americans who think that this president is out of his mind and wrong? This man is a walking whack job.
But you do not... The people that generally show up to these protests...
No, that's not true. I've seen people who show up to these protests, and you see a whole cross-section.
Didn't you earlier say, like, oh, we should bring a big name up there like Sean Penn? I mean, what kind of idiocy is that?
Well, I don't know, but it certainly doesn't match your idiocy. It's far reduced compared to yours. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I mean, Goldstein, and you're listening to... Oh, I wish I had more of a voice today. You're listening to the Monday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much. Well, our traffic, speaking of idiocy, we've got a few on the road. A couple of mattresses are stopping down traffic there. One has got a hit and run, and it looks like that's on Wolf Road over there, and there's a mattress in the roadway. South on 99 at Fruit Ridge Road, mattress and a hit and run as well. No injuries, but emergency vehicles that are blocking the lane. Hillsdale Boulevard in Willerga, we do have a vehicle smack dab in the middle of the roadway and a mattress. I love those mattresses today. There's quite a few of them. I'm pretty sure I'd have to use one. 88 degrees, Enid Live. You can log on to 1320leftchannel.com and give her an email. I'm Lisa West for traffic and weather from the left at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
We may not have solved America's problems yet, but we're working on it. AM 1320,
Sacramento's Left Channel.
It's your right to listen to the left.
Are you?
I wanted it all. Intelligence, great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now, I have it all.
This woman is talking about her Renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Now you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 Renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left Channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Hall's Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and now in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. Smud financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th.
AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel, invites you to the People Before Politics Picnic and Rally, hosted by Rob Haswell, Democratic candidate for the 4th Assembly District, on Sunday, September 24th from 1 to 6 p.m. at Camp Lotus in Coloma. Bring the family and friends to this free event, featuring live music by Mother Jones and the Jim Dyer Band. The Haswell campaign bus makes its last whistle stop of the campaign on the American River at Camp Lotus for an old-fashioned picnic with free barbecue and fresh farm foods growing in our very own Sierra foothills. And there will be games and other activities for the kids. Rob Haswell will be joined by special guests, including State Senator-to-be Daryl Steinberg and former Congressman Pete McCloskey. Don't miss an afternoon on the American River at Camp Lotus in Coloma on Sunday, September 24th from 1 to 6, and enjoy a great afternoon of politics, food, and live music. For more information, go to robhaswellforassembly.com or call 530-889-2278.
Do in 90 minutes? I don't know. A couple of loads of laundry.
90 minutes? I'd just lie on the couch and watch reruns.
I'd probably waste it chatting online.
In 90 minutes, you can do a lot of little things. Or you can give hope to people with ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease. People with ALS lose the ability to move, walk, and even breathe. In the U.S., every 90 minutes, someone new is diagnosed with ALS. And every 90 minutes, someone dies of ALS. But you can help by joining the walk to defeat ALS. The walk itself takes just about 90 minutes. And every step supports the ALS Association, providing care and hope for people with ALS.
I'm going to walk. My brother has ALS.
I'll walk because my wife has ALS.
I'll walk because people with ALS need help now.
Sign up for the Walk to Defeat ALS in your area. Register today at ALSA.org.
Shaking up the Weasel Empire.
We'll make America where we want it to be. A literate country and a hopeful country.
It's Enid Live.
.43 on the Monday edition of Enid Barely Live. I'm yours for till about 7 o'clock. And then my voice is going by ambulance someplace to sleep, I guess. We're talking about lots of things. We're talking about health care. We're talking about whether or not it... whether or not there should be any kind of a demonstration when Dickey comes to town, because if there is it going to reflect badly on Charlie Brown? And I want to add a couple of things. First of all, in a recent book tour, Barbara Ehrenreich, the author of Nickel and Dimed, was nearly brought to tears when an IT marketer told her of growing so desperate after being laid off that she took a job as a janitor. At another reading, a woman complained of an economy so volatile that she did not think of jobs anymore, but of intermittent income streams from tasks like house-sitting and designing websites. Inspired by such tales, Ms. Ehrenreich has started an organization called United Professionals to help white-collar workers, be they unemployed, uninsured, downsized, stressed out, or merely anxious. She said, "I thought, isn't there some way that people in the situation can come together? And the model I had in my head was the early women's movement in the 1970s, said Barbara Ehrenreich, whose Nickel and Dimed, I'm Not Getting By in America, has already sold more than 1 million copies. So she thinks that just coming together would be helpful in this situation. Plus, I just got something from somebody. I think this is a MoveOn situation. Dear MoveOn member, this week the Senate is planning to quietly hold a vote that would pardon President Bush for breaking the law by illegally wiretapping innocent Americans without warrants. According to Senator Leahy, the bill would, quote, immunize officials who have violated federal law by authorizing such illegal activities. President Bush broke the law. Courts are starting to agree. Judiciary Committee, our inspector once said the program was illegal, quote, on its face. But he has now caved to pressure from Dick Cheney and introduced legislation that marks a new low. The bill justifies everything the president did. Worse, it makes it legal to wiretap Americans in secret without warrants or oversight whenever the administration wants to. So far, Democrats and some Republicans are holding strong against the bill, and there are good chances to stop it if enough of us speak up. Can you sign the petition opposing the Republican move to pardon President Bush for breaking the law? So that's happening with MoveOn.org. Frank, calling from Folsom. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Hi, Frank.
I had a quick comment about the health care initiative.
Yes.
I think one of your colleagues a few minutes ago said that the best way to stimulate people to develop national health care was for there to be a catastrophic health emergency.
Well, we're not wishing for it. I hope that doesn't happen.
No, but that's actually absolutely untrue. There's already, and for the past 15 or 20 years, there's been a reason to have nationalized health insurance, and it's not some health care catastrophe like the bird flu. The problem is an aging population with chronic disease, which we have. You know, as a healthcare worker, you see this every day. People with diabetes, people with hypertension, people with chronic disease. Then something happens to them, and then they come into the hospital. They have a heart attack. They have, you know, a diabetic coma, whatever, that requires even more money be spent on their care. The problem is, for the last 20 years, and this started with Bill Clinton back in 93, he couldn't get national health care passed or done because there is a reason to have it, but the forces aligned against a national healthcare system are too strong. And it seems to me, as someone who works in healthcare every day, it probably will never happen, not in our lifetime, not in your lifetime, definitely.
Wait. Now tell me why it's never going to happen that we're going to get universal healthcare.
Well, first of all, look what happened when Clinton tried to do it. You know, insurance companies banded together and said, you know, we have to fight this.
And right, and they didn't go about it the right way, and they didn't tough it out, and then the insurance companies ran these ads that scared everybody to death. When it came up, I think 10 or so years ago in California, the universal single payer system. So you're saying that they'll continue to
they'll continue to do that. Secondly, universal healthcare will basically drive the insurance companies out of the business of healthcare, and they don't want that to happen. Secondly, you know, there's always the issue of whether a universal healthcare system is fair to hospitals and practitioners, because it now requires that everyone be paid the same amount of money for the same service and for basically the same care, when that doesn't happen because people contract with different insurance companies. Finally, you know, you're also forcing doctors to accept patients under a universal healthcare system, which is fine, which is a good thing, I think. But there are physicians out there now who don't accept insurance that is sponsored by the government. In fact, the government has health care for certain people, Medicare and Medi-Cal. And in fact, Enid, when you go and talk to your doctor tomorrow morning about your sore throat, ask him or her, hey, do you take Medi-Cal patients? And I bet you they don't, because they don't want to deal with the hassle of working through the government. And you're going to force physicians and providers to do that. And that's another reason why, you know, it's going to be very hard to pass this, even though the American Medical Association feels that universal health care,
Yeah, Frank, you're a couple things. You're assuming that I could even get in to see anybody tomorrow.
Well, you can, actually. Do you have your own insurance?
Yeah.
You should definitely be able to see someone. And if you can't see someone, then your physician you have to choose a new provider. Because if you can't see your doctor, you should be able to see one of their partners.
Well, okay. I don't know if they can do anything for me. I think you just have to tough it out, don't you?
Well, it depends on what you have.
Yeah, I think I have a bad cold.
Unfortunately, in that case, you're going to be toughing it out. Probably.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything to be done for it. But let me just, when that previous caller said that if there were some pandemic or some, you know, bioterror or something or other, you're saying, you're disagreeing, if everybody doesn't get wiped off the face of the earth, you're saying that what will really drive universal health care is, say it again?
People, patients, citizens, to finally realize that we're going to have to pay a little bit more in taxes to fund this system, and we're going to have to do this because it's the right thing to do. But what will finally drive it is people realizing that we already face a healthcare crisis in this country. Chronic disease is what's going to wipe us all out, not bird flu, you know, not some crazy bioterrorist attack. It's going to be everybody getting old, getting diabetes, getting hypertension.
Well, everybody's not going to get old at the same time. I mean, isn't this, you know, been worked out sort of actuarially?
What's that?
Well, you know, people don't get old. Not everybody's getting old, you know, in 2 years from now. We're all getting old on a different schedule, if we're lucky.
No, but as people get older, they develop diseases. And as they develop those diseases, they have a need for health care. And it's the people that it's that middle class, not the people who are poor. I'm sorry, not the people who are homeless with nothing or people who are wealthy, but the working middle class who have jobs that unfortunately do not give them health insurance are the people who are going to be retiring soon. And, you know, people who are 40 and 50 are going to be retiring in 10 years or so. And they're the people who need health care now. And they don't have it under the system that we have now.
What do you do in health care, Frank?
What do you mean, what do you do?
What do you do? What, you said you were in health care.
I'm a doctor.
You're a doctor. Okay. So do you think that if in a perfect world, would you sign 840 and say this would be a good thing for California?
I'm dubious of any proposal to fix the healthcare system that says it'll actually save money. Because to be honest, no one knows what anything costs in the healthcare system. Because the cost of the actual money paid by something is paid by an insurance company. And you and I could have the exact same procedure done at the exact same place, and our insurance company would pay the hospital a different price because the hospital contracts with that insurance company at a different price for every single thing on your bill. Is done at a different price if I have insurance company A and you have insurance company B. So to say that we'll save $8 billion or $100 billion or whatever is a tricky claim to make because no one knows how much anything costs.
All right, let me ask you this question since you're a doctor. If one doctor is more talented than the other and everybody's getting paid at the same reimbursement rate from that particular insurance company, does it drive the more talented practitioner out the door? Well, or it rewards the less talented practitioner?
I think it's a fallacy to say that there are more and less talented practitioners. I think in medicine the goal is competency. Unless you're doing cosmetic surgery, otherwise, the goal is to sort of treat patients according to the standard of care. There is no better or worse doctor. On the whole, there is no. You can't say that one person.
Oh, I don't know. I think they're probably better and worse.
Well, I think those are all sort of subjective. You know, I like this person's bedside manner more than that person. But
no. Not you know, bedside manner is something. You know, I'm not talking about bedside manner. You can that a layperson can evaluate. I like this guy's bedside manner. But there's some doctors who are just better doctors who just function better. I can't evaluate them because I'm not a professional. But
so you're saying that there are people who are basically, what you're saying is there are physicians who are incompetent then.
No, I just think that they're less talented and more talented. They know there are psychologists and psychiatrists who are less talented and more talented. And there are in every single profession there are less talented and more talented talk hosts. So I can't imagine that medicine would be exempt. But
no, the point in medicine is to treat people according to the standard of care.
If you're less talented or you don't care or you just, you know, shine it on, you do what's easier or you know, you aren't, you know.
Well, I would suggest
I
would suggest I haven't actually met that physician yet.
Well, I'm glad that you haven't. I'm delighted, and I hope none of us ever do. Frank, I thank you very much for your thoughts. 349-1320, 866, 626, 1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Monday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Well, the traffic is just nice now. I'll tell you, southbound 99, we've got all of the accidents cleared up. Our mattresses taken out. Although we have four hit and runs, five, six of them. Elkhorn Boulevard at Huelga, Campar West Road at Goth, Gerber at Barden, and I-80 at Winter Street. We also have one there at Combi Way and southbound I-5, just eastbound I-80. Southbound 99 at Fruit Ridge Road, a hit and run. Emergency vehicles are there, but not blocking the lanes. Enid Live continues at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Shaking up the Weasel Empire. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
At Cache Creek Casino Resort, win fast, win often with Cache Fever Jackpot. Jackpots start at $20,000 and are guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Every time a Cache Fever jackpot hits, a Cache Club player wins just for playing with their card. Plus, you can check the Cache Fever jackpot total and your Cache Club points online now at CacheCreek.com. So join Cache Club today and get the fever. Cache Creek Casino Resort.
AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel, and Freedom from War invite you to take part in a week of education and entertainment. The first annual Week of Peace is Sunday, October 1st through Saturday, October 7th. The week includes daily events, including a Peace Awards dinner, the screening of the extraordinary film Beyond Treason, a panel discussion on peace featuring congressional candidates, a jazz mixer, and more. The Week of Peace is a unique opportunity to explore with others the realization of a world of nonviolence, peace, and social justice. For more information, log on to freedomfromwar.org or go to the events page at 1320leftchannel.com. Find out how you can purchase a passport to all of the events with your $50 donation going to your favorite peace organization. So join AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel and Freedom from War and stand up for peace by taking part in Peace Week, October 1st through October 7th.
AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel invites all state workers and their friends to come celebrate Thank You State Workers Day at the state capitol on Wednesday, October 4th. The celebration will be on the capitol's west lawn from 11 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. It's sponsored by AM 1320, the California State Employees Association, and the Capital Weekly Newspaper. Come and sign up to win a free California weekend vacation to either Disneyland or San Diego from Getaway Today Vacations. Enjoy free ice cream, courtesy of Ovations Food Services. Pick up lots of giveaways and valuable information for state workers and retirees. We want to thank state workers for your service to the public. You should be proud of who you are and what you do for the people of California. So come join the celebration. Thank You State Workers Day. Wednesday, October 4th from 11 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. State Capitol, West Lawn.
Talk to Enid now, 349-1320.
Yes, I've had a wonderful time so far. Thank you.